It's time for the Brittle Cove Football, KDHI broadcast of the Brittle Cubs versus Belton Tigers. It's made possible by Brittle Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Blisky Waterwell Service, Red Ford Tavern and Table, J&L Garbage Door Service, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, La Morella's Meat Market, Hyundai of Brenham, Woodson Lumber Company, Telgo Toyota, Wellman Insurance Company, Congenital Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, Gilmore Electric, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, Chavato's Wood Floors, La Roche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, Dundro Arbor Care, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. We're brought to your field and your hosts, Javi and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Conjura Tile says go, play, win.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They are ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com. That's WCTractor.com.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Whether it's the Cubs in Brenham or the Panthers in Burton, Friday nights are for football, and Citizen State Bank is proud to cheer on both teams this season. For 100 years, we've been rooted in your community, supporting local schools, families, and the traditions that bring us together, because your hometown is our hometown, too. We're proud to stand behind the Cubs, the Panthers, and the power of hometown pride. Citizen State Bank, local people, local decisions since 1925.
Alrighty, it's time for Friday Night Lights at Cubs Stadium for the final game of the year. As always, it's your host, Javi Jr., joined by TL Tommy Lange, and what a game we have tonight. As big as regular season games get, a spot in the second place of the district, and it's between the home team, the Brenham Cubs, on a very special night here. We got Blackout Night and Hall of Honor Night, Tommy, and should be a treat that we have in store for us today.
Well, I sure hope so. We've only been waiting for this game since last Saturday morning when we had that unpleasant game on Friday night, but you know, when it is, as you said, it's such a special day today. It's Hall of Honor night. And I tell you what, there were four absolutely terrific football players inducted today at lunch over at Clinton College. It's going to be a very, very special evening. You're going to get to hear those young men's names just a few moments.
Yeah, what a great event it was. You know, it just goes to show how special of a community our community is here in Brenham. Just the fact that they're willing to acknowledge those students, bring them back, and honor them in the way that they deserve. You know, like you said, four absolute legends from the program coming out. And hey, it's not every day that you get to induct a Super Bowl champion as well.
I'm telling you, that's about as good as it gets. And they were so cute after the luncheon. Went over and asked Nelson, I said, why didn't you wear one ring? Anything. You could have worn one ring. He said, I never even thought about it. But, you know, I used to feed that young man breakfast every game day. He's just a very, very humble young man.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can't forget to mention the assassin, Michael Walker, as well, who, affectionately named that by the late, great sports doc here at KWHI Sports. And, I mean, he was also an incredible young man as well. Looked like he could suit up out there with how good of a shape he was in.
I made sure I told him that. I said, I'm going to see if I can find Coach and get a uniform for you this evening because you're ready to play.
Yeah, and of course they were joined by a couple other greats. Ty Schlottman, a great quarterback here for the Brenham Cubs, also won a state championship on the baseball side of things. Of course, Brenham being the baseball capital of Texas, as we like to say. And of course, the great Donyale Jones, who, talking to Mike Leonard, who's been very close to the program for a long time. Of course, before my day was Donyale Jones, but apparently a very physical beast of a running back.
Oh, no. Donyale was just a very, very good athlete. Another very, very humble young man. And, you know, he gave a humbling speech today also. Just a great young man. Pretty good baseball player also.
Yeah, a couple dual athletes being inducted to the Hall of Honor. It is Hall of Honor night, so they will be honored again here at the game, as we just saw the band being honored there. And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors to take a deeper look at the matchup between the Brenham Cubs and Belton.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere, but does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Redboard Tavern and Table is your destination for great food in Grimes County. Repeatedly voted best steak and recognized as one of the area's top restaurants. Redboard offers a brand new menu, weekend dinner specials, and a beautifully restored setting in the historic Navasota Railroad District. Whether you're gathering with family and friends or clients, Redboard is the place to be. Open Wednesday through Sunday, Redboard Tavern and Table, proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs. And a special shout out to Toby Lewis and the Cub Band Class of 2025.
Transform your home with Chivato's Wood Floors in Brenham. Their brand new showroom at 114 East Alamo Street showcases stunning designs and jaw-dropping specials. With over 15 years of expertise, Chivato's delivers dream floors with unmatched quality and care. See your future floors today at 114 East Alamo Street in Brenham or explore on Facebook and Instagram. Chivato's Wood Floors, where quality shines. Call for a free quote today at 979-337-2185. Your perfect floor awaits. Go Cubs!
And back for the big matchup between the Brenham Cubs as the home team against the visiting Belton Tigers. And Tommy, should be a great matchup today. We have a team that is a bit pass happy with a dual threat quarterback coming into Brenham here today. And it should be an interesting matchup at how the defense can, like Coach said before the game, forget about last week, take your lessons and move on and have a much stronger performance here today after giving up at 42 points to that Waco University team last week.
You know, we can't say enough about Waco University. They are a very, very, very talented football team. The Brenham Cubs are a very, very talented football game. We just had a bad night. But Belton, I tell you what, Belton's always been a challenge over all these years. And when him and Brenham, when they get together and hook it on, it's all game all, man. But I think the Cubs are ready to play this evening.
Yeah, the Cubs coming in with a much better record at 8-1 compared to Belton's 5-4. But nonetheless, this is a game that will determine who's going to be the second seed in the district. So a huge matchup for the Brenham Cubs. If they can bounce back, get this win, and get themselves a home playoff game is the prize here tonight between these two teams. Because whoever wins will lock up that second seed. And, you know, it's going to be a big matchup, you know, for the Brenham Cubs, because yes, they did lose to Waco University 42-15. A Waco University that also beat this Belton team, but Belton played them much closer. Only a 6-point loss, 33-27 a few weeks ago. And it's going to be a key matchup to see if it was just a good night for Waco University or if Belton really has that much fight in them.
Oh, I know Belton's going to have a really, really talented football team. But I'm going to tell you what, we saw the young men, our boys, today at the luncheon. And spent a little time with Caleb, and Caleb very calmly said, "We're ready to play tonight."
Yeah, definitely seems as they are locked in and ready to go. And what more motivation can you have than to seeing some of the greats at the Hall of Honor ceremony? Of course, seeing what you should aspire to, not only as players, but as fine men that those gentlemen are.
Oh, they're very, very humble young men. And I tell you what, they were so much fun to watch just a few years ago. But great.
Yeah, and of course, I caught myself there because I was going to call them young men, but you can call them young men, but they are my seniors, so I have to address them as the gentlemen that they are. They are my elders. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors to take a look at Tommy's interview with Coach Youngs before the game, and we're also going to take a deeper look at the matchup.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Howdy, Patrick Henning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When the power goes down, you need backup. A home backup generator can keep your lights on, your fridge cold, and your devices charged. It's like having a personal power plant in your backyard. Power up with Gilmore Electric Express. We specialize in generator installation and maintenance, so you're never left in the dark. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
La Morello's Meat Market in Brenham at 1501 South Market Street is open for all of your needs. If you can think of it, odds are they have it. Come in for fresh produce, fresh meats, paper goods, and grocery items. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday, and on weekends, freshly made menudo, barbacoa, carnitas, and carne asada. La Morello's Meat Market opens 7 days a week at 1501 South Market Street. Shop fresh today. Vamos Cubs!
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future. Hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether it's sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2025 season.
And back to Cubs Stadium for a very special night, Hall of Honor night, blackout night, and senior night for the Brenham Cub Band. And congratulations to the Brenham Cub Band as they have qualified for state for the first time in 14 years. Congratulations to them for qualifying. And also a good night for Washington County, a good start to it, as the Lady Panthers volleyball team had won their playoff game in straight sets today.
I tell you what, congratulations to the Lady Panthers, and I know Daryl's got a big smile on his face right now.
Oh, yeah, Daryl, you know, he bleeds red and loves Burton, and he is a big part of that community, and he was out there for the game with our own Doug Brown, and big shout-out to them as they get to witness the volleyball win for the Lady Panthers. And with that, we're now going to take a look at the pregame interview between Tommy Lange and head coach Danny Youngs.
Tough game last week, but that's in the past. The guys ready for the season?
Absolutely. You know, it took a little bit to get over last week. It was a tough one, and you know, when you pour your heart and souls into something, it's difficult when you lose. And you know, we had to just tip our hat to university, and you know, it hurt for the weekend, but we had to put it behind us, and we got to get ready for this week. And the kids did a great job of coming in, really being dialed in at practice and focused, and you know, we're looking for a good bounce back tonight.
What can you tell us about Belton?
They're very good. I think, you know, when you look at all the top four teams in the district, it's really close. Every game for every team has been a tight one. And so, you know, they're very good on offense. They execute very well. They're very well coached. Defense, they don't give up a lot of big plays. They try to keep everything in front and, you know, make you earn what you get. So, you know, we're going to have to come out tonight. We need to run the football, and we got to stop the run. You know, plain and simple.
Do they throw the football?
Absolutely. Number 10's a really good quarterback. He throws it well, and you know, he's leading the district in rushing, so he's a really good dual-threat quarterback. He was good as a sophomore last year. So, you know, we just got to make sure we read our keys and do our jobs and contain him.
Okay. A lot on the line this evening. We win the game, we get a home playoff, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Very good. Good luck to you.
Absolutely.
Get a W.
Thank you. Go Cubs.
Well, you heard it there straight from head coach Danny Youngs. A huge game today, a home playoff spot on the line, and going up against a good offense in this Belton team. Dual threat quarterback, always a problem, a guy that can threaten you with in both ways. Leading the district in rushing as a quarterback, very impressive on his side, but this is a Brenham Cub defense that will get after you.
I tell you what, there's no doubt about it, and you and I we got to watch the boys go through some little warm-up on the defense, and I tell you what, just looking at Dahl Brown, Dahl is focused for this evening, and I know the rest of that defensive unit can't wait to get out on the field.
Oh, yeah, you could just feel the tension in the air here at Cub Stadium as they get prepared. Of course, kickoff coming in about 15 minutes, kickoff scheduled for 7 o'clock. and we are currently at 6:45, so it should be coming pretty soon. But first, we're going to get all the celebrations in for the Hall of Honor, and of course, the Brenham Cub Band, who is now coming out with the Cubettes cheerleaders to do their performance. And Tommy, I think you heard it from Coach. Biggest thing is going to be stopping that run and containing that quarterback that they have over there, Will Shepherd, a name that we will be calling a lot tonight as he touches the ball on every play. It's all going to come down. Doyle Brown will be a huge part of that equation along the opposite side of him and Jace Miller, containing him, making sure they hold their contain, don't get too far upfield, and keep him in the pocket, force him to be a thrower, and so you can eliminate at least half of his game.
I think, Coach, what he really wants to happen tonight, I really feel that he wants to win that toss, put his defense out on the field, let them have the football, and let's get our defense and put them to work.
In other words, come out and make a statement.
That's it. Make a statement.
That is correct, and we're going to be taking, speaking of making statements, we're going to take a look at who's going to be out there to make those statements as we take a look at the starting lineup brought to you by Collier Construction after a word from our sponsors.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Put your college degree on the fast track with Blinn College's Winter Mini-Mester beginning December 15th. With convenient online classes, you can earn full course credit in just 3 weeks, then keep your momentum going when the spring semester starts on January 12th. With small classes, caring professors, and affordable tuition, Blinn is here to help you succeed. Seats fill quickly, so register today at blinn.edu.
School is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to help your child move forward in their learning journey. If they're struggling with math, reading, or test prep, WC Learning Center is here to help. Their expert tutors provide personalized support to boost their confidence and grades. Don't let them fall behind. Give them the skills to succeed. Call WC Learning Center today at 979-251-0161 and set them up for a brighter future, because success starts with the right support. WC Learning Center, located at 1306 South Day Street in Brenham.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Right now, try one of Wingstop's ultimate meal deals, sauced and tossed in up to four bold flavors, starting at just $17.99. That's a flavor-packed deal made to share. Or not. We don't judge. Whether you're all about lemon pepper, original hot, or that sweet heat mango habanero, this one's for the flavor lovers. Wingstop, bring the flavor. Terms apply. See Wingstop.com for details.
And time for Brenham Cup football as we get closer and closer to kickoff. Right now, the Hall of Honor inductees, as you hear the pop from the crowd, being honored here tonight. And they got getting their awards and everything. Of course, had a ceremony earlier at Blinn. And what an honor for these young men. And like we mentioned earlier, Tommy, we got some definitely characters out there and outstanding athletes and men. You have Michael Walker, the assassin, Ty Schlotman, second all-time in quarterback passing yards. You have Malcolm Brown, two-time Super Bowl champion, multiple all-time All-American, along with Donyell Jones, a super physical running back who in one half of football had over 200 yards to bring his team back when he was playing here for the Brenham Cubs.
No doubt about it. Just terrific, terrific young man. And I'm just so happy for each and every one of them. You know, know them all very, very personally. I had that privilege and honor for some 20 years, in fact, of preparing breakfast for those Cub football players. And it was always see those nice, so nice to see those guys in a relaxed atmosphere that early in the morning. So,
yes, sir.
Congratulations, guys.
Yes, sir. And on a night of acknowledgement, Tommy, always happy to acknowledge you for all you've done for the program. And you've been a big part of Brenham Cub sports for a long time, so thank you as well.
Thank you.
And
I love it.
Yes, sir, I know you do. And it's a privilege for me to be here as the play-by-play announcer. And now, speaking of young gentlemen that are outstanding athletes, it's time to take a look at the Brenham Cub starting lineup. Starting off in the trenches on offense, at left tackle will be number 72, Aaron Carlisle. At left guard will be number 71, Caleb Landry. Over in center will be Anthony Papo-Nahara, wearing number 60. At right guard will be number 52, Andre Mojica. At right tackle is number 68, Dawson Moran. At tight end slash H-back is number 7, Hagen Frank. Starting at quarterback tonight will be number 1, Zyron Upshaw. And behind him at the running back position will be number 3, C.J. Glover. Then out wide at the wide receiver position, it's number 4, Chris Guidry, number 8, Cartel Brown, and number 17, Nate Rao. Then over in the defensive side, starting off in the trenches again at the defensive line interior, it's going to be number 29, Mason Sieber, alongside number 70, Job Rodriguez. Then over on the defensive ends will be number 16, Jace Miller, and number 11, Doyle Brown. Over on the corners will be number 5, Ledrick Walker Jr., and Traylon Kelly. In the heart of the defense at middle linebacker is number 0, Caleb Espinoza. And on either side of them will be outside linebackers number 13, Brooks Rosnowski, and number 22, Christian Prosper. Then finally over in the safety positions, at free safety will be number 21, Quincy Adams. And at strong safety, number 12, Ethan Oschenbeck. So that is taking a look at the starting lineup, always brought to you by Collier Construction. Collier Construction is proud to bring you the starting lineup. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular activities. Collier Construction, Highway 290 West in Brenham. So that's a look at the starting lineups, and now we're under 10 minutes to kick off, and you can feel the crowd getting ready, and you can see the stands filling up here, Tommy. Should be a raucous crowd, full stands. You'll be, I suggest, getting here on time or early, because it's going to be a hard task to find a seat here tonight.
I tell you what, the seats are going to fill up here in a hurry.
And with that, we'll be right back for some more KWHI Sports pregame after a word from our sponsors.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
This football season, Texas Farm Credit is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers.
Hello, this is Kevin Heyman.
Hello, this is Jeff Milliken.
Hello, y'all. This is Jennifer Turner.
Hi, this is Audrey Jankowski.
Hey, it's Brittany Klein.
And I'm Abby Frank. We are your Brenham lending team, ready to help with flexible financing for agriculture, home loans, or any place in the country. Plus, we offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock, serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Fayette, Lavaca, and Waller counties. Your team is our team. Give us a call or visit us today at Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods and Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods and Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Well, fall's here, and you know what that means. Cooler weather, football games, and unfortunately, garage doors acting up at the worst time. Look, if your clicker's gone bad, the springs are broken, or your door just won't shut straight, call our friends at J&L Garage Door Service. Yeah, they're local, insured, and even do same-day repairs within a 60-mile radius. Plus, free estimates. Don't get stuck outside this season. Call J&L Garage Door Service at 203-600. That's 203-6008.
Well, Tommy, 5 minutes left until kickoff here at Cub Stadium. And can you feel the tension? Can you feel the energy right now?
I tell you what, my heart is starting to increase the rate just a little bit.
And
I'm really excited.
And right on cue, out come the Brenham Cubs, all in their blackout uniforms, getting cheered on by the crowd. We got some cowbells out tonight as well, and you know, ever characteristic here for the Brenham area.
Oh man, I'm telling you, this is what an evening. I tell you what, chills just started coming up and down my back, so that's a plus. That is a big plus.
I'll tell you what, if you're from the Brenham area and this doesn't get your heart going and get your feelings up, you got to check your pulse, because we're ready for some football here. And with that, while we have a couple minutes, Tommy, let's go ahead and do the drawing for the Nathan's Barbecue First Touchdown Rack of Ribs winner. Who's it going to be?
I tell you what, we got a fine young man here, Justin Schrader. Congratulations, Justin Schrader.
All righty, Justin, that means when the Cubs score their first touchdown, you will win a free rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. Nathan's Barbecue is proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, homestyle fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee, proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, just stop by Nathan's Barbecue and don't forget to register. Well, Tommy, we're getting closer now, 3.5 minutes away, and like I mentioned, the energy is high, the tension is high. It's a meaningful game, as meaningful as a regular season game can get. Of course, nobody remembers you from what you do in the regular season. It's all about what you do in the playoffs, as Coach Young said earlier at the ceremony. And right now, it's still extremely important, because you know what? It gets a lot easier to win in the playoffs if you get a home playoff game, and that's exactly what's at stake here tonight.
No doubt about it. I'm going to back up just for a second. I want to say thanks to Cindy, all the ladies and guys at Nathan's Barbecue. The food was good. Thank you very much. But now back to this. I tell you what, this is it. This is the greatest time of the year. This season has gone by way too fast, but you know, we know we're going to have one more game, and we want to play one more game right here at Cub State.
Yes, sir, and with that, it of course, Tommy, referencing Nathan's Barbecue, thank you for providing the food up here in the press box, some excellent pulled pork sandwiches. And as we get ready, the national anthem coming up next after a short word from our sponsors.
Dad, are you going to make s'mores or not?
Air mattress inflated, tablet charged. Yes. Ready.
I thought the point of camping was to get away from it all.
I've been really responsible with my savings. Have to spoil myself un poquito.
Mother Nature. Meet my dad, the glamping king.
Glamp your way to financial growth with a checking or savings account from Cadence Bank. There's opportunity here. Find a branch near you at cadencebank.com. Equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Thank you.
And that was the national anthem brought to you by the Brenham Cub Band. And Tommy, you know what I love to hear is the fact that that was an instrumental, and you could almost tell that you could almost hear the voices of everybody here singing in unison to the national anthem and providing the chorus, if you will, here in the bleachers.
Hey, no doubt about it. And you know what? It's what everyone says what it's all about. It's all about the words of the national anthem.
Exactly. I mean, no better way to start off a sporting event. And with that, we know we're getting closer and closer to some football. No better way to start a sporting event than listening to that beautiful national anthem. And as they walk the flag off the field here and get ready for the coin toss and the kickoff, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors for the first half kickoff.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Sendera Arbor Care is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs football team and coaches this season. Just like the Cubs bring strength and strategy to the field, Sendera brings expert tree care to your home or business. From trimming to full tree health care services, they're your all-star team for residential and commercial properties. Call 979-836-4517 today. The playbook built on quality, integrity, and community, Sendera Arbor Care keeps your trees and your property standing strong all season long.
Brenham will receive the south end zone.
And as we come back, that was the national anthem, as always, brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile, that's right, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And this year, they are partnering with Brenham ISD to reward students for perfect attendance by giving away a vehicle. They know the value of hard work and want to celebrate the students who put in the effort. Go Cubs! Now, Tommy, speaking of that free vehicle, it's parked down there to the left, a sweet, brand-new Ford Bronco for a lucky student who has perfect attendance.
Man, and you're the one that got to drive this thing over, man. I'm very envious.
It is a very envious. I'll tell you what, it is a very sweet ride. I can't agree with that. I'm going to be sad when it leaves the dealership, but I'm going to be happy for the young student that gets it.
Oh, man, congratulations. And guys, stay in school, stay in class, go to class every day. Don't ever try to come up with some reason not to go. So.
Yeah, there's plenty of motivation for it, but that's some extra motivation. I think that can motivate anybody. And here's the kickoff, and it's going to be deep all the way to the end zone. Oh, no. Picked up by Quincy Adams at the goal line. He's making his way to the left, and it'll be a short return as he gets it out to the 12-yard line. And, Tommy, you kind of predicted the future on that one. Brenham wins the coin toss, or Belton wins the coin toss, and they defer to Brenham. I can imagine that Brenham would have done the same, like you said, wanting to make a statement, get that defense out there.
No doubt about it. A little questionable there. I thought Quincy may let that ball go into the end zone.
I think it's
okay.
The way it bounced straight up. He didn't want it to stay in the field of play, so he didn't want to risk it. And, you know, hindsight 20/20, but not a terrible decision to bring it out. But nonetheless, Brenham Cubs start on their own 12-yard line. Zywin Upshaw in the shotgun, looking downfield, looking for an explosive play to get things started, and slightly overshoots Cartel Brown. And we saw that earlier this year against Bryan High, first play of the game, 88-yard touchdown for Cartel Brown. Almost exactly the same thing there, as he had a couple steps on his defenders, but just a little bit too far from Zywin Upshaw. But, you know, Zywin Upshaw already proved this year that is a throw that he can make. So just got to shake off the rust and come back at him in this next play.
A little bit of respect there for Cartel. He had double coverage.
Yeah. So here we go. Shotgun formation. Three wide receivers set. C.J. Glover to the left to Zyron Upshaw. It will be another throw. They look out right to Chris Guidry. And Chris Guidry makes a move, makes one man miss, and drags multiple defenders for 8 yards. It'll be third down and two coming up for the Brenham Cubs at their own 20-yard line.
Tell you what, that's Chris Guidry right there. Always playing hard, every down, every second.
And you like to see this from the Brenham Cubs, always known as a run-first team, but trying to switch things up, catch Belton off guard. Two straight throws. I don't think we've seen that all year.
We have not seen that all year, so it's going to be interesting what we see getting out.
They'll come back out of the shotgun with three wide receivers set, two to the short side of the field on the right. Handoff will be to C.J. Glover, trying to find some room on the left. Nowhere to go as he is taken down, and that for a loss of two or one, and that will bring up fourth down and three for the Brenham Cubs in a punting situation as C.J. Glover not able to find the room for the first down, and the Cubs will be forced to punt a three and out to get the game going.
Okay, what great pursuit there by the Belton defense. And just C.J. tried to let the blocking set up, but it just never materialized.
Here comes Landon Zelenka to punt, and it is a beauty. A spiraling kick past the 50 will be fielded right at about the 43-yard line, and that is where Belton will get their game going as number 10 quarterback Will Shepard comes out to lead his offense. And Tommy, Coach mentioned it before, Will Shepard able to do it both ways, running and throwing. So the Brenham Cubs are going to have to contain him after going three and out to make sure that they keep this game even.
Tell you what, going to be really interesting to see what their first play from offense will be.
So they're lined up in the shotgun. They're going to send a receiver in motion to the left. And Will Shepard will keep it on the read option and breaks a couple tackles, and he's off to the races. Are they going to catch him? He's in the 10, the 5, and is he at the goal line? No, they're going to say touchdown. So Belton comes out strong and gets a touchdown on their very first play from scrimmage. It'll be a 57-yard touchdown run on the read option for quarterback Will Shepard.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, definitely a statement made by the Belton Tigers there as they come out and get a heck of a run there from Will Shepard. Beautifully executed read option, and the point after try is up and good. 7-0 in favor of Belton with less than 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter, and the Brenham Cubs behind again for the second week in a row.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to see now what the Cubs are made of. That happened several weeks ago. Wasn't that Colleen Ellison, I believe, that where they came out and scored first, but the Cubs came right back.
The Rudder Rangers.
Rudder Rangers, whatever. That's right. You're right.
And so now the Brenham Cubs will wait for the ensuing kickoff, and as we wait for it, we'll be back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
And now it's time for the kickoff after Belton just scored a touchdown to go up 7-0. And it's a short one, bounces at about the 20. Picked up by C.J. Glover. He's looking for space up the middle. He has space. Can he make another man miss? He does. Picks up a block. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. Going down the sideline. Makes another man miss.
Whoa!
And he's tackled inside of the Belton 30-yard line at the 25.
I tell you what a great job there by C.J. Glover. Let his blocking set up. Blockers went right down the sideline, and C.J. followed his blockers all the way.
What a great return there. And Belton trying to keep it out of the hands of the returners for Brenham. But little did they know, they kicked it right to the shifty running back, C.J. Glover.
I tell you what, great, just a great run back there by C.J.
So now the Brenham Cubs starting off with some great field position of their own. The ball marked right at the 25-yard line. They're going to come out in the shotgun with two wide receivers to the far, to the open side of the field on the left, and one to the right is Chris Guidry. The handoff, fake handoff up the middle to C.J. Glover. Zyron Upshaw rolling to his right, getting everything that he can, and it will be a gain of 2 yards down to the 23 of the Belton Tigers, as that will be a gain of 2, second down and 8 for the Brenham Cubs coming up.
Tell you what, just a strong rush there by what that linebacking crew there for Belton. CJ managed to get a little bit of a gain out of it.
That he did, and after getting an explosive play from his running back CJ Glover on that kickoff return, will that breathe life into this Brenham Cub offense? I'm going to shotgun, three to the left. Zyron Upshaw, quarterback keeper to the left, makes two miss, trying to find his way for some extra yardage. Picks up about 5. It will be a third down and 4 coming up, so they call it a gain of 4 yards. Before Zyron Upshaw is finally dragged down. But the ball now in the red zone for the Brenham Cubs after only 2 plays and that big kickoff return. They have the ball at the 19, a big third down and 4 here for the Cubs. Shotgun snap to Zyron Upshaw. He hands off to the right, C.J. Glover. C.J. Glover trying to find the room, fighting off tackles. Needed 4, only got 2, and that will be fourth down and 2 for the Brenham Cubs, down 7 to Belton. And here we go with the heavy set formation for the Brenham Cubs, one that we've seen multiple times this year, Tommy. It'll be C.J. Glover in the Wildcat with Caleb Espinoza coming in as a blocker.
I tell you what, no doubt about it. And, you know, the Cubs need to try to put 6 points on the board. And here's Coach Young. I agree with the call.
Oh, I apologize. They're going to keep Zyron Upshaw over there. They still give it to C.J. Glover. He crosses the line and gets into the end zone for a Brenham Cub touchdown. They go with the heavy set formation. Caleb Espinoza and Hagen Frank leading the way, and C.J. Glover fights his way into the end zone for the Brenham Cubs' response as they now make it 7-6, awaiting the extra point. 8.5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter, and the Brenham Cubs have responded to that early touchdown by Belton. Let's see if they can get the extra point to tie this game up. The hold is good. Kick is up, and it is good. Got ourselves a tie ball game here, Tommy. Big 18-yard touchdown from C.J. Glover on 4th and 2. Goes all the way for a touchdown and ties the ball game up for the Brenham Cubs. And that's how you respond to getting a touchdown scored on you on the first play of the game.
Wow.
We might have
made the right call there. Just called the wrong team a while ago, but great job there by the Cubs. And it all goes back to that great run back there by C.J. Glover. And he puts an exclamation point on it, gets the touchdown.
Yes, sir. And now we'll get ready for the ensuing kickoff as Blue Cienega gets ready to kick it off. Back to return for Belton. Looks like number
5 and 45.
So that's going to be number 5 for Belton. It's Gavin Ross, the star wide receiver, and number 45, Kaysen Morton. And Brenham Cubs will get lined up, and this crowd is fired up as they are throwing T-shirts. It's time for the T-shirt throw. And here comes Blue Cienega for the kickoff. This one will be a long one, looking to be towards the end zone. But Morton's going to get it at the goal line, coming out with it. And making a tackle is going to be, I believe, Colton Nicholson. I apologize, that's Cade Wiederhold, who makes the tackle over there for a nice tackle there to keep the return to a minimum. It'll be placed at the 11-yard line of the Belton Tigers. So the Brenham Cubs make a solid special teams play to give the Tigers less than favorable field position.
Tell you what, Jack, great job there by that Cub kickoff team.
Here comes the quarterback, the shotgun snap, and we're going to get our first flag of the game. Looks to be in the area of a false start. And that's exactly what it be. So to make a rough situation even worse for the Belton Tigers, they go from 1st and 10 on their own 11 to now 1st and 15 on their own 6. And the Brenham Cup defense out here in a four-man front shotgun snap. And applying the pressure and almost getting there. Quarterback has to throw it away. And looks like the pressure applied by Jarius Booker as he laid the hit on Will Shepard. And Shepard able to get rid of it, but incomplete. Second down and 15.
Tell you what, just a great rush there by that Cup defense and good coverage there by those Cup defensive guys.
Excellent pressure there from the Cubs. Shotgun snap for Will Shepard again. He's going to fake the handoff. Now looking to his left. Hits Casey Morton, who has it go off his hand and visibly frustrated on the field as he looked like he had some blockers in front of him with a little H-back leak-out route there and unable to corral it. And that'll be another incompletion. Third down and very long here for the Belton Tigers on their own six. Third and 15.
I think the reason he dropped that ball was he saw Caleb Espinosa out of the corner of his eye.
Cannot blame him there. Here comes Will Shepard in the shotgun, looking downfield, has his receiver. That's going to be number five, Gavin Ross, who comes down with the catch, and he needed 15, got 17, and that'll bring the ball out to the 23-yard line. And we'll set up Belton with a fresh set of downs. So on third and 15, the Brenham Cup defense not able to get off the field, but still not a long way to go for Belton. Let's see if the Brenham Cubs can come up with a stop. Shotgun snap to Will Shepard. He hands it off to the right and busting through the line of scrimmage to make a tackle is Caleb Espinosa with a beautiful tackle there, filling up the gap, running through it, and making the tackle right at the line of scrimmage. They're going to call it a gain of one.
Yeah, I tell you what, great pursuit there by Caleb Espinosa. coming up were a couple of other Cubs finishing it off.
So second down and nine for the Belton Tigers on their own 25-yard line. Here is the handoff up the middle, and there to make a tackle again is Jarius Booker. And Jarius Booker, a young student here for the Brenham Cubs, every opportunity he's gotten, Tommy, he's made excellent use of it and has been a great performer whenever needing to fill in or being asked to come into the game.
He has been an outstanding performer whenever he gets the opportunity to get on the field.
So now third down and seven for the Cubs. Another opportunity to get the defense off the field. Here's the shotgun snap to Will Shepard. A blitz coming from Caleb Espinosa, but the throw is on target but dropped by his receiver. That's number two, Achilles Palomares, who drops the ball. An excellent coverage there from Quincy Adams, making it a tough catch that Palomares is not able to come up with. And the Brenham Cubs are going to come up with a stop as it is now fourth and seven and a punting situation coming up. But no, that is not what we're going to get as Will Shepard stays out there and now takes a few steps back. And he's going to go a little pooch
kick
here.
Blocked
by Chase Miller. Chase Miller picks it up and goes into the end zone. Another touchdown for the Brenham Cubs. That's how you respond, Tom. A low snap to Will Shepard, blocked by Jace Miller, and he picks it up himself and takes it all the way to the end zone for the Brenham Cub touchdown. They're now up 13-7, waiting for the extra point. 6.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. What a play, Tommy.
Whoa, man.
You talk about responding. You go three and out on your first offensive drive, then allow a touchdown on Belton's first possession, first play, and then you score two straight touchdowns, one 18-yard rush by C.J. Glover, and now a fumble block and return from Jace Miller.
Tell you what are you going to do now, man? We've had two exciting plays ready for those water plays of the game. Man.
And now the kick is up and good, and the extra point makes it 14-7 in favor of the Brenham Cubs, and we'll be right back for the ensuing kickoff after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
For your water well protection or container needs, visit Texas Flat Pack Containers, 2155 FM50.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness. Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
And Tommy, the crowd just exploded because the Brenham Cubs, after allowing a touchdown on Belton's first play from scrimmage after Brenham went three and out, the Cubs have responded in kind. An 18-yard touchdown run from C.J. Glover on fourth and two, and then after a low snap on that pooch kick from quarterback Will Shepard, Jace Miller explodes off the line of scrimmage, gets a block, and not only a block, picks it up himself and goes to the end zone.
That's it. I tell you, just an excellent play there by Jace Miller.
And as the ensuing kickoff goes into the back of the end zone for a touchback, it's the Brenham Cubs up 14-7 over the Belton Tigers with a second seed on the line here at Cubs Stadium. And the Cubs have done a great job of responding as they've done so all year. You mentioned earlier when they went up to Bryan to play the Rudder Rangers, went down 7-0 early on and then just went on a tear, scoring over 50 points in that game, 50 of them unanswered before they gave up another touchdown. But this is a team that can definitely respond to adversity.
I tell you what, these young men, as Coach Young said earlier this evening, they got a little bit of a wake-up call last week, and you know what? Better last week than later. So
yeah. So on the kickoff, a 5-yard penalty against the Brenham Cubs brings the ball out to the 30-yard line for Belton. It'll be a green pass option, and he gets it outside to Morton, his H-back, and Morton's going to be tackled after a big gain by Quincy Adams, and it looks like the tackle made on the Brenham Cubs side of the field. Looks like the 45-yard line.
Tell you what, Morton was wide open, and I tell you what, just broke it down that right sideline for a big game.
Yeah, Cason Morton, a big H-back for the Belton Tigers. Only a sophomore and already 6'2", 200 pounds. Here comes Will Shepard. He's going to be run the read option, but first a whistle. And it looks like we have ourselves a flag. Looks to be in the area of false start. Let's see what they're going to call. And as the Belton Tigers retreat, that looks like exactly what it's going to be. It'll be a false start from the Belton Tigers to put the ball at midfield. First down and 15 for Belton. Ah, well, you know, Tommy, illegal snap, false start, same difference, right?
What is it? It doesn't matter.
A four wide receiver set here for Belton in the shotgun is Will Shepard. And he'll take the shotgun snap, looking to pass. He's going to go to his left, has Gavin Ross, but that ball looks like it hit the turf first. So that'll be an incomplete pass and a correction. It was actually Achilles Palomares. Or Achilles Palomares. I'm pretty sure that is a Hispanic name, so got to give it the proper pronunciation.
I believe I'd go along with that.
So here come the Belton Tigers in shotgun again. Send Gavin Ross in motion to the right, and it will be kept by Will Shepard, and nothing to be had there. Matter of fact, a loss of one, as in on the tackle was Jarius Booker.
Also, you got to include Mason Sieber.
Big defensive lineman there and a captain on this football team. Mason Sieber, very disruptive in that interior defensive line, along with Joe Rodriguez. They've been making plays all year long. So now here go, a four wide receiver set for the Belton Tigers, three to left, one to the right. Will Shepard back to pass, looking over the middle, had Palomares again, and this time incomplete as Quincy Adams was coming up to lay the hit and made a smart decision of pulling up from that one as he saw it go incomplete.
I think actually he was trying to get Gavin Ross, but I think Ross saw Quincy Adams coming up.
Yeah, I think so.
No part of that.
I apologize. Having trouble with my fives and twos here tonight.
That's all right. You're good. That's why it's two of us up here. Because I've already made my mistake also.
So here comes another pooch punt by Gavin Ross. Ooh, by man. Will Shepard. And that one almost blocked yet again. Barely gets it off. And that one will roll inside of the Brenham Cubs 20-yard line down to the 16. And that's where the Brenham Cubs will start off their next offensive possession. Of course, the Cubs have plenty of time to rest on the sideline there after a stop from their defense and then a blocked punt for a touchdown. So it's been a little bit since they've been out on the field, so they'll be fresh and ready to go, and I'm sure ready to attack this Belton Tiger defense.
Go back just for a second. Jace Miller almost had his second block punt of the year.
And I'll tell you what, he's been doing that all year long from the week one. Remember, he had the blocked kick against Huntsville.
Right.
So here come the Brenham Cubs offense again. It's Zyron Upshaw in the backfield with C.J. Glover, three wide receiver set. It'll be a handoff, C.J. Glover. Oh, fake a reverse to Cartel Brown, who has space down that left side. Past the 30, makes two men miss, and steps out of bounds past the 40, down up to the 45-yard line of the Brenham Cubs. What a little trick play there. Beautifully drawn up by Coach Lopez, the offensive coordinator, as they got the reverse to fool the Belton Tiger defense, and Cartel Brown had all kinds of room and then still made two men miss to get some extra yards.
Perfectly executed handoff to CJ. CJ pitches it off to Cartel and let Cartel go from there.
So here comes C.J. Glover. This time the handoff to him up the middle. It'll be a gain of 2 yards on the play on first down. We'll bring up second down and 8 at the Brenham Cub 47-yard line as they look to get into Belton territory, only 3 yards away.
Linebacker there for Belton, Cameron Ellis, coming up with that stop.
So now with second down and 8, out come the Brenham Cubs ready again after some orders from their offensive staff. It'll be a three receiver set, two to the left, one to the right. Chris Guidry by himself to the right to the open side of the field. Zyron Upshaw on the shotgun snap. It'll be to Cartel Brown. He makes two men miss and gets it out close to the 50, trying to fight for the 50, and they will place him at the 50-yard line. Third down and 5 for the Brenham Cubs. A big third down here to keep this drive alive after the explosive trick play to Cartel Brown on the reverse.
Tell you what, AZ and Wilkinson coming up to make that stop.
And that one just a simple wide receiver screen, and Cartel Brown making what he can of it. Good job fighting for extra yards. And making the tackle there was, I believe, 34, correct?
Actually, it was.
So here comes C.J. Glover up the middle, explodes for a big gain. Needed 5. How about 20 or so? As the ball comes down to the 33-yard line, but looks like we have a flag on the field. Oh, so what would have been a 17-yard run gets wiped out by holding. It'll be a 10-yard penalty for the Brenham Cubs. So instead of a first down deep in Belton territory, they'll now have a third and 15 from their own 40. A huge penalty there, Tommy.
Oh, that's a very, very huge penalty. Just another great run there by CJ.
And so now we'll get going again. It's a 4-wide receiver set this time. Empty backfield for the Brenham Cubs. 2 wide receivers to the left, 2 to the right. Right side is the open side of the field as they'll surely try to pass for this first down on 3rd and 15, 3rd and very long. Shotgun snap to Zyron Upshaw. Steps up in the pocket looking for some room. He's going to have to take off with it, and not much space for him on that left sideline as he gets the ball out to about the 45-yard line. So a short gain of 5 on 3rd and 15 brings up 4th down and 10 in another punting situation for the Brenham Cubs.
I'll tell you what, just great coverage there by the Belton defensive backs, forcing Zyron to run with the football. Finally run out of bounds by Alex Carpenter.
Here comes Landon Zelenka. He'll get a clean snap, gets the kickoff, almost blocked there, and it'll be a deep one. Takes a bounce at about the 10-yard line and goes 90 degrees to the right and will be stopped at about the 11. A beautiful punt there from Landon Zelenka.
I tell you what, it took a crazy hop backwards for a couple of yards, and then we got the ideal roll out of it.
So with the ball at the 11-yard line, here comes the Brenham Cub defense against the Belton Tigers. And, of course, this defense creating a turnover and a touchdown on a blocked punt on their last time out. Let's see how they can come out and add to that on this next drive. Again, a bad field position here for the Tigers as they're inside of their own 11 again. Here's the handoff up the middle and plenty of room for the running back down that left side. Can he outrun Quincy Adams? No, he can't. Quincy Adams with a fantastic tackle after the handoff went to Jabed Plons.
I tell you what, he just had a huge open hole to the left side there and finally brought down, as you said, by Quincy Adams.
You got to give credit where credit's due. Excellent blocking on the left side of that offensive line. So here come the Brenham Cubs, fresh set of downs for the Belton Tigers on their own 32-yard line. Hand off up the middle yet again, and another big hole. Off to the races is Plons. Can he outround Traylon Kelly? No, he can't, but he does get the ball all the way inside of the Cubs' 30-yard line as it will be placed at the 27 of the Brenham Cubs. Another explosive running play for this Belton Tiger offense, and it's been a heavy dose of running here from them so far.
I tell you what, it's just a huge hole opened by that offensive threat there for Belton.
And again, it was Javid Plons, and again, well blocked. Here's the shotgun snap for Will Shepard, and the defense is there all over it as about three Brenham Cubs make the tackle for loss. It'll be a loss of three on the play, bringing up second down and 13 with the ball on the Brenham Cub 30-yard line.
I tell you what, first to make that hit was Doyle Brown. Then coming in there was Mason Sieber.
And Jace Miller as well.
Yes.
So, you know, great gang tackling there. They saw it the whole way on the read option. Will Shepard back to pass in the shotgun. Ball
intercepted!
Tip! Intercepted by Caleb Espinoza. What a play. Tip drill executed to perfection as Caleb Espinoza, even with the club on his left hand, makes the tackle. And he was hit hard after he went up for it and still managed to keep a hold of that football. Another turnover for the Brenham Cub defense.
Tell you what, great job there, as you said. Tip drill executed to perfection. A big interception there by Caleb Espinoza.
So just as it looked like the Belton Tigers were getting something going and moving the ball, Caleb Espinoza in the heart of that defense intercepts a tipped ball, and now it's Brenham Cub ball at their own 26-yard line, their second takeaway of the night. And so here come the Brenham Cubs with a three wide receiver set, two to the left, one to the right. They're going to bring a receiver in motion to the left. That's Cartel Brown, and they're going to go step back to pass. Siren Upshaw looking downfield, firing, looking for his receiver. Chris Dietrich elevates over his man, gets the ball, stays in bounds, heads down the sideline, gets about another 20 yards down to the 40-yard line. What a catch, what a run. Chris Guidry does it again.
Oh, my God.
What more can you expect, Tommy?
Woo! Every week we seem to think he's done it all, but he did it again.
And an excellent job there by Zyron Upshaw as well to put it up high where he knows only Chris Guidry can get it. And Chris Guidry, a fantastic job of high-pointing it on the sideline and then doesn't give up on the play, stays in bounds, and fights for another 15, 20 yards.
Woo! What a play.
So here comes Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun, quarterback keeper to the left. Has plenty of room. Gets close to a first down as he makes a defender miss and then barrels over another one. It'll be a gain of nine, putting the ball at the 30-yard line and the line to gain at the 29. So second down and one coming up for the Brenham Cubs.
I'll tell you what, he drugged Graham Chambly for a little while. Great run there by Zyron.
Yeah, good job to find the room, excellently blocked up front, and then just barrels over the linebacker to try to get that first down. Just a yard short, so second down and short for the Brenham Cubs. They're going to throw for it as Hagan Frank wide open up the middle.
Right,
touchdown, Brenham Cubs! The big man, Hagan Frank, tight end / H-back, gets free and gets another touchdown for the Brenham Cubs as they go up 20-7, awaiting for that extra point. And what a night here for the Cubs. At first, looked like they were going to have a tough time going three and out and allowing a touchdown. But how about 20 unanswered points, Tommy, as they have now scored on their last two offensive possessions and a blocked punt for a touchdown.
Wow, what a play.
And the extra point is good, so make it 21-7 with less than a minute left to go in the first quarter, and we have ourselves a high-scoring affair for the Brenham Cubs here tonight, Tommy.
No doubt about it. I tell you what, I just love the play call. You know, I was thinking to myself, I said, what a great time to have a pass play, and I'm going to tell you what, set up perfectly. And Hagan Frank wide open, and Zyron put it right on the numbers.
Here's my question, Tommy. How do you miss a guy that big running down the field?
I tell you what, that guy is a player. That guy is a player.
Yeah, you go kind of fool him. He's definitely known for his blocking, always paving the way for the backs on the Brenham Cubs. But on that one, snuck out of the backfield there and gets wide open up the seam. And Zyron Upshaw hits him perfectly in stride. And a touchdown for the Brenham Cubs. Not something that we are not accustomed to from Hagan Frank, as he has a few touchdowns on the year already.
That's right. Just an excellent play. I tell you what, I love the call by Coach Lopez. Great call.
Yeah, my statistics are correct. I believe that's his third or fourth touchdown on the year already.
That is correct.
Here comes the kickoff from Blue Cienega, and it'll be a long one down that left side and fielded right near the goal line by number 8, Graham Chamblay. But he calls for a fair catch, and that'll go down as a touchback and bring the ball out to the 25-yard line. And now the Brenham Cubs with all the momentum up 21-7 with 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter are going to look to get another defensive stop. They've already had an interception, a blocked punt for a touchdown. Let's see how they can build on that here.
I tell you what you don't want to see is you don't want to see the defense let up at this point. Just make another statement.
Yeah, the Brenham Cubs can surely use a blowout win here to the Belton Tigers. Will Shepard stumbles in the backfield after the shotgun snap, looking to run to his left, finds room, and almost a first down as he's escorted out of bounds by number 6, Traylon Kelly. And it looks like
huge rush there by the Brenham Cubs, and Shepard slipped, managed to keep his balance, and broke it to the outside for a nice gain.
Yeah, great improvisation there from Will Shepard, but not enough for a first down. It's now second down and 1 for the Belton Tigers. Here's a shotgun snap, handoff up the middle, this time to the left. And he's bouncing it to the left is number 25, Gino Zecca, and he will have enough for a first down. Needed 1, got about 4. Make it 5, and the ball will come out to the 38-yard line as the Brenham Cub defense, as the Belton Tigers offense gets a fresh set of downs.
Tell you what, Quincy Adams on the stop there. Seemed like he either twisted an ankle or something, limping off. Ethan Oshenbeck coming in relief.
So shotgun snap over the middle. Gavin Ross open, takes a big hit from Caleb Espinoza, but the Belton Tigers will have themselves another first down as that one will be placed on the Brenham Cubs side of the field to the 49-yard line. An excellent pitch and catch there from Will Shepard to Gavin Ross, his number 1 receiver.
I tell you what, that's a tough matchup there, but Caleb did a good job on Gavin Ross.
His family owned and operated and has been serving Washington County and the surrounding areas since 1985.
And so with that, we're going to get our change of, we're going to switch sides on the field. Not far to go as the ball is on the 49-yard line, but we will take 60 seconds from our sports friends as we get into the second quarter.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
And as we come back from the change of quarter break, a shotgun snap to Will Shepard. He looks down the field, has the man open. It's number 25, Gino Zecca, and right off his hands, incomplete. And now here come the Belton Tigers again in the shotgun. Will Shepard over the middle to Gavin Ross, makes a hard catch in between Caleb Espinoza and Leitrick Walker Jr. And I'll tell you what, Tommy, a heck of a job there by Gavin Ross to hold on to that football as he had two very good tacklers looking to lay a hit on him.
No doubt about it. Somebody lost a mouthpiece down there.
I would not doubt it. You know, Gavin Ross, the leading receiver on this team, only 5'9", 166, but you can see there, a tough young man.
I tell you what, he's definitely a football player.
So shotgun snap to Will Shepard. It'll be a fake reverse, and then out to Zeka again, who has some room before he is hit by number four, Chris Guidry, but it's bounces terrible. Off and still going down the sideline, inside the 10, down to the 5. What a catch and run there from number 25, Gino Zeka. A little bit of trickery there from the Belton Tigers as they do a fake reverse. Will Shepard keeps it and then goes outside to Zeka, who had plenty of space in front of him, bounces off of a couple tackles, and gets the ball down to the Brenham Cub 5-yard line.
I tell you what, and finally run out of bounds by Legic Walker.
So shotgun here for Will Shepard, two back set. It'll be a fake handoff, read fumble. Option, fumble on the exchange, and it's going to go to the Brenham Cubs. Just a little bit of miscommunication there as they tried to get the handoff to Zeka again, but Will Shepard looks like he hesitated on the read option, tried to pull it at the last minute, and the ball comes loose, and the Brenham Cubs are right there to jump on top of it. And right when it seemed like Belton was going to get back into the game at the Brenham Cub 5-yard line, the Cubs come up with their own defensive stop, force the fumble, and recover their third takeaway of the ball game.
And I think I'm correct on this. Owen Robinson coming up with the fumble.
That is correct. So now here come the Brenham Cub offense backed up inside of their own 10-yard line at the 9. Three wide receivers set, shotgun formation, two to the right, one to the left. Siren Upshaw looking to his right, sets up a wide receiver seat to Cartel Brown. Cartel Brown breaks one arm tackle, drags the defender for some more yards, and he's going to have enough for a Brenham Cub first down. Needed 10, how about 14? That's another Brenham Cub.
First down.
There you go.
Now I got you. So, man, I was so excited, man. He threw out a little pass out there in the flat to Cartel, and I'm going to tell you what, Cartel stiff-armed a guy off of him, and then drug two guys with him for extra yardage.
Yeah, I tell you what, Cartel Brown is not the biggest individual, but you can't hard tackle him.
I tell you what, he is a player.
Shotgun snap for Zyron Upshaw. Hand off up the middle to CJ Glover. He has room, fights off a defender, breaks another arm tackle, and then gets out to the 40. Fighting his way the whole way there, gets it out to the 42-yard line. CJ Glover starting to get a full head of steam as the Brenham Cub offense is clicking.
I tell you what, it finally took only four guys, four Belton Tigers, to drag CJ down.
Hard to believe he's a sophomore with the way he runs.
God.
Such physicality. Here come the Brenham Cubs in shotgun again. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. C.J. Glover to Zyron Upshaw's right. Shotgun snap. Hand off to C.J. Glover up the middle. He has space. Big hole up the middle. And he now gets it inside of the Belton 40. Still fighting. Fighting off defenders. And here come the rest of the Belton Tigers, as it's going to take every single one of them to bring down C.J. Glover the way he's running the ball right now. The ball placed at the 36-yard line.
Make it 6 Belton Tigers this time. Great, another great call there.
Yeah,
great blocking by that offense.
Yeah, blocked him all the way to a 20-yard run for C.J. Glover. Why fix it?
Why
right up the middle again. Another big hole and another nice gain for C.J. Glover as he gets the call right up the middle for a gain of 8. Second down and 2 for the Cubs coming up.
I tell you what, Jacob Lewis just barely got a hand on his feet.
And wide stop. Keep it coming. Up the middle. C.J. Glover again with another big hole. Gets it into the red zone at the 19 of the Belton Tigers.
I tell you what, another great run there by C.J. Again, great blocking by that Cub offensive line.
Here comes Zyron Upshaw. Shotgun snap. C.J. Glover again up the middle. And finally, the Belton Tigers are able to stop it. But he still gains 1 yard on the play. But, hey, Tommy, they were going to keep calling that inside run to C.J. Glover until the Belton Tigers could stop it.
That's it.
And you know what they say. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I tell you what, he was tackled by a big boy.
Yeah, big number 90 out there.
Gavin Lockett. 6'2", 252.
Yeah, that's a big man. And a few big guys out here for the Belton Tigers. They are far from an undersized team.
No, they have some big young men.
So shotgun here for Zyron Upshaw. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Handoff, fake handoff up the middle to C.J. Glover. Outside to Cartel Brown in the flat. Ooh. And a shoestring tackle there on Cartel Brown will prevent another Brenham Cub first down, but it will be enough for third down and manageable at third down and four. And, yeah, looking at this Belton roster, Tommy, I mean, we got some 252, 275, 265, 304 pounds, 286 pounds, 297 pounds.
And we were talking about that. They didn't look big, but they are big.
They were just hiding them.
That's what they were doing.
Shotgun formation for Zyron Upshaw, big third and four. He's going to look to pass. Looking down that right side, has Chris Guidry. Chris Guidry has the catch. Touchdown, Brenham Cubs. A nice dig route run there from Chris Guidry. Makes the catch at the goal line and steps right through his defender for another Brenham Cub touchdown as they're beginning to pull away. The score now 27-7 in favor of the Brenham Cubs awaiting the extra point. And the crowd getting into it now as they are clapping on rhythm with the marching band. And there is the extra point up and good. 28-7 Brenham Cubs over the Belton Tigers. And we'll be right back for the ensuing kickoff after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Well, Tommy, the Cubs continue to do it as they got scored on 7-0. They're now 28 unanswered points. This touchdown going to Chris Guidry, and they are not targeting one receiver. They are getting everyone involved in this offensive, the touchdowns, and even a blocked punt, so a defensive touchdown as well. And the Brenham Cubs continue to fight back from adversity, you know, after the tough loss last week to come out and play this way. But how about this? Chris Guidry, another record. 19 touchdowns this season. That is wow. The Brenham Cub single-season touchdown record.
I tell you what a young man. What a fantastic football player. Really and exciting.
Here's the kickoff from Blue Cienega. It's a high one with a plenty of hang time on it, and he's going to force a fair catch call from Gavin Ross, who calls for a fair catch at the 15, and they'll bring the ball out to the 25-yard line. And sorry to cut you off there, Tommy. But
No. You're fine, man.
You were saying about Chris Guidry?
Oh, I'm going to tell you what. Just he is the most humble individual you are ever going to find. But he is always playing. He's 120% every play.
Yeah, and with that one, he beats out Bougie Moore in 2011, who had 18 touchdowns. So Guidry gets the... All-time single-season touchdown record, and now here come Will Shepard. He'll hand off to the left and quickly tackled by a host of Brenham Cubs. Looks like Jace Miller, Brooks Rosnowski, and we got one more under the pile there. Who else but Mason Sieber, the captain?
I tell you what, just another great play there by that defense. Brooks Rosnowski making that initial hit, and the others coming in there to finish it off.
So that play, a loss of two, tackle for loss by the aforementioned parties. Second down and 12 for the Belton Tigers inside of their own 25. Will Shepard fakes that throw to the right, now going deep. About their covering is Rylan Lewis with excellent coverage, but we see the handkerchief come out. It's going to be a flag. And, you know, Tommy, it's always tough with those because he had blanket coverage on his receiver, Gavin Ross. Played it well, used the sideline as a second defender, but never turned around to look for the ball, and yes, that's why they're going to call a pass interference, as he did make some contact with the receiver, though he was there step for step, and that'll be a 15-yard penalty against the Brenham Cubs. We'll bring out the ball to the 38-yard line. A tough penalty there.
That is a tough one, but you know, all you have to do is just glance one time, and you'll get by with it. But if you don't take a look back, you're going to get that call.
So here come the Belton Tigers and the Cubs showing pressure. They're going to bring the pressure. Jace Miller almost gets there, but Will Shepard able to get rid of it in time, finds his receiver, Gavin Ross, up the middle, who makes the catch against Christian Prosper, who was there step for step, makes the immediate tackle. But what a throw under pressure there by Will Shepherd.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And as you said, Christian had good coverage, but boy, I'm going to tell you what, the pass is right on the numbers. Shepherd is exactly what Coach Young says he is.
As advertised, if you would. So Will Shepherd, a handoff up the middle. No, fake handoff. He's going to try to set up a screen to Gavin Ross. Oh. Gavin Ross makes a one-handed catch. Makes a Brenham Cub defender miss. Down the sideline, inside of the Brenham Cub 30, down to the 28-yard line. And what a move there by Gavin Ross. Will Shepherd did not set him up greatly there with that pass low, but Gavin Ross scoops it up with one hand and gets down the sideline for a big gain. Almost... And a fresh set of downs for the Belton Tigers.
I tell you what, Rylan Lewis had a shot at him. But, you know, when you have that opportunity, you can't arm tackle. You got to make
that. Was a beautiful spin move. Brooks Rosnowski trying to make the tackle on the edge, but Shepherd with a brilliant move. But here comes the cavalry, as making the tackle at the line of scrimmage is Rylan Lewis.
I tell you what, here, Rylan missed that last tackle, came back and made a very, very nice play.
Yeah, and on that play by Gavin Ross on, I mean, nice spin move. You got to give him credit.
Yes.
But on that one, Will Shepherd made a nice move on the line of scrimmage to get off the first tackler, but then the cavalry arrived in the form of Rylan Lewis to make the tackle before able to get anything on the play. Is no gain, second down and 10 for the Tigers. Will Shepherd back to throw in the shotgun, looking to the left of Gavin Ross. Rylan Lewis with the coverage again. A little bit of contact, but this time looking for the ball, so that will keep that flag in the official's pocket and bring up third down and 10.
I tell you what, Gavin Ross talking to the official, you better not talk too loud, because I thought Rylan Lewis had excellent coverage and did exactly what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Stayed right in front of him, step for step. Saw that Gavin Ross was looking for the ball, so Rylan Lewis learned from his previous mistake, turns around, looks for the ball, and that keeps the flag from coming
out.
That's it.
Great play. And no big surprise. Is this third or fourth?
This is going to be third down and 10. And we're going to get ourselves a timeout from the Brenham Cubs, and as they take a timeout, so will we, and we'll be right back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West, and at teglertoyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
So here comes the Belton Tigers on third and long. Pressure being dialed up. Jarius Booker and Doyle Brown in the pursuit. And Will Shepherd has no choice but to run it out of bounds, well short of a first down. That'll bring up fourth down and about seven for the Belton Tigers, as the Brenham Cubs dial up excellent pressure, and the Belton Tigers with no choice have to try to go for this.
I tell you what, just great pass rush there by Doyle Brown, forcing Will Shepherd out of the pocket to run with the football.
And I'll tell you what, not only does the situation call for it, I don't believe Belton has a designated kicker, as they've even been using their quarterback to punt.
That is a good point. That is an excellent point. And here we go. Big fourth down.
Shotgun snap. Oh, no, they're going to call the play dead before anything. It might be a timeout. It will be a timeout for the Belton Tigers. And as they take a timeout, we'll send it back to the studio for 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stegett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
As we come back here, a big fourth down and seven for this Cubs defense as they look to get off the field and prevent another score from the Belton Tigers. Brenham Cubs up 28-7 after scoring 28 unanswered points against this Belton Tiger defense. But now, can the Belton Tiger offense keep them in the game, or will the Brenham Cubs come up with a big stop? Showing pressure are the Brenham Cubs. Shotgun snap to Shepherd, and immediate pressure up the middle from Jace Miller. Shepherd able to get away, now fires into the end zone, has a man, Gavin Ross, in the end zone for a touchdown, as Will Shepherd, having to improvise, gets the ball where it needed to be. And is it going to be a touchdown for the Belton Tigers, or will it be a costly penalty as we'll wait for the call with a yellow flag on the field?
Oh, we got a break.
Yep, and it's going to be holding against the Belton Tigers, wiping out that touchdown and making it a very hard fourth down and 17 now.
I tell you what, it just a little breakdown in the coverage down there on Gavin Ross. Gavin Ross was open and did a great job catching the football, getting his feet down. But big penalty there. Great for the Cubs. They still have one more shot.
Four wide receivers set for the Tigers. Will Shepherd in the shotgun. And now the Brenham Cubs will take a timeout as Coach Young's not liking something he sees out on the defense. As you see him fired up out there.
Yeah. He is unhappy. Let's say it that way.
But, of course, you know, whether the Brenham Cubs are up by 40 or down by 40, you're always going to see Coach Young's fired up.
No, I'm going to tell you what. Coach Young's wants you giving 100% every play, every down, all night long. And he saw something he didn't like, and it's a great job.
Yeah, always a sign of a good coach. And as they take a timeout, so will we. We'll be back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com. For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank, local, friendly, mobile.
As we come back, big pressure from the Brenham Cubs and a throw downfield looking for Gavin Ross again as Will Shepherd with pressure coming off the edge, and it's going to be another flag on the field looking for Gavin Ross's favorite target, but there's going to be a flag with plenty of contact down there near the goal line. And just as suspected, it will be 15 yards and a free first down for the Belton Tigers on 4th and 17. A pass interference call is going to give them the first down.
I tell you what, the way I saw it, and maybe I didn't see it all, but it looked like Ledrick Walker and the receiver's feet got tangled up, but the offense is going to get that call every time.
Well, you know, the rules are definitely favoring the offense.
That's it.
So here we go. Three wide receivers set for Will Shepherd in the shotgun. He'll take the snap and hand off up the middle to Zeka. And he bounces off defenders and strolls into the end zone for a Belton Tiger touchdown as they finally respond to the 28 unanswered points by the Brenham Cubs. It's now 28-13 in favor of Brenham, awaiting the extra point from the Belton Tigers. And a missed opportunity, to say the least, there from the defense, Tommy. Fourth down and 17. You got them right where you want them. And an unfortunate pass interference call, as you mentioned. Feet tangled up down the sideline on that long pass. Gives them the first down on the very next play. They get a rushing touchdown to cut this lead to 28-14 as the extra point is good. And that, with 5 minutes left to go here in the half, it's the Brenham Cubs up 28-14 over the Belton Tigers. On Hall of Honor night, on Blackout night, on Band Senior night, we got ourselves a heck of a ball game, and the Brenham Cubs looking to come out and add to their lead. We'll be right back after 30 seconds for more sports friends.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
As we come back, we await the ensuing kickoff. And Tommy, this has been a back-and-forth ball game. It was 28 unanswered points from the Brenham Cubs, now responded to by the Belton Tigers. It's going to be a short kick this time to C.J. Glover again. He muffs the punt, he muffs the kick, but picks it up and gets some extra yardage there as he gets it past the 30 out to the 39-yard line. So disaster averted for the Brenham Cubs special teams.
I tell you what, great job there by C.J. again. Taking several Belton Tigers to get him down.
And so now here comes the Brenham Cub offense again. 4:54 left to go here in the half, and they're looking to add some points as they just had Belton cut into their lead. It's 28-14 in favor of the Brenham Cubs. And the Cubs in the shotgun, two wide receivers set, now four. Shiren Upshaw looking downfield, has C.J. Glover. C.J. Glover comes back to the football and makes a tremendous catch. And like we've seen all night, Tommy, it takes three Belton Tigers to bring him down as he gets inside of the Tiger 40 down to the 38-yard line.
I tell you what, great job there by C.J. Ball a little bit underthrown, watching the ball all the way, came back, makes the big reception, and as you said, takes three Belton Tigers to bring him down.
How about a 28-yard reception there for C.J. Glover? Talking about a do-it-all running back.
He's doing it both ways again tonight.
Yes, sir. And has a big kickoff return as well. So 4:20 and ticking on the clock. Brenham Cubs up 20-14. Here's Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun looking to his right. Has C.J. Glover again. Gets a reception down the sideline and steps out of bounds with two Belton Tigers in his way. And that will be no gain on the play. Second down and 10 at the Belton 38-yard line.
Jahari James finally running him out of bounds.
Yeah, not much space for C.J. on that one. And let's see if they can create some space on this next play as the Brenham Cub offense has been ticking in their last few possessions. Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun again. Four wide receiver set looking downfield, looking for the big man, Hagen Frank again.
Oh!
And just overthrown as Hagen Frank had about two steps on three defenders. And the Belton Tigers not going to allow Hagen Frank to get wide open again like he did on his last touchdown.
I tell you what, they weren't going to let him get open, but I tell you what.
But he did it anyway.
Just overthrew him just a little bit.
Because, Tommy, they weren't going to let him, but he did it anyway and got open.
I'm telling you, the big guy's running.
So now here come the Brenham Cubs, big third down and 10 on the plus side of the field inside of the Belton 40 at the 38-yard line. Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun, three wide receiver set, handoff, fake handoff up the middle to C.J. Glover. Zyron Upshaw makes a beautiful move to the left, makes a man miss, and now heading down the sideline, out of bounds at the 20-yard line with a beautiful move at the line of scrimmage. Looks like the Belton defender had him dead to rights, but Zyron Upshaw makes a juke move to his left with a beautiful jump cut and absolutely makes the defender look silly and steps out of bounds at the 20 for a big Brenham Cub first down, a gain of 18 on the play.
I tell you what, excellent move there by Zyron. And finally run out of bounds by Anthony Garcia.
There comes Zyron Upshaw again in the shotgun looking to Chris Guidry. Can he make the catch? Comes back to it.
Oh,
makes the move.
God.
And into the end zone. What an adjustment. What a catch. What a touchdown, Brenham Cubs. 34-14 as we await for the extra point. So how about that? Only took them about a minute and a half to get all the way down the field from their own 39 into the end zone and capitalize with another Chris Guidry touchdown.
I tell you what, just an excellent move there. Again, the ball a little bit underthrown. Chris makes the nice move, comes back, makes the catch, pushes his way into the end zone.
And the extra point is up and good. So make it 35-14 for the Brenham Cubs as they regain their 21-point lead. And out come the Brenham Cubs special teams for the ensuing kickoff. And we'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
So with 3 minutes and 13 seconds left to play, it's the Brenham Cubs retaking their 21-point lead, 35-14 over the Belton Tigers. With so much on the line here tonight, the Brenham Cubs came out to play.
Oh, no doubt about it. I tell you what, and again, what I really enjoyed seeing there was, you know, the Cubs give up that just by some bad tackling, gave up that touchdown to get Belt within 2 touchdowns, but responded and came back with a quick touchdown of their own.
So here comes a kick from Cienega, and he's going to in turn get a fair catch and another touch back here. Out to the 25-yard line comes the ball. And with 3:12 on the clock, the Belton Tigers have exactly that much time to try to respond. But the Brenham Cub defense will be looking for another big stop. Already 3 takeaways on the night, Tommy.
Oh, no doubt about it. Just a great job by that defense. And I don't think we've seen all of it yet. I think there's more to come.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. The Brenham Cub defense is an aggressive bunch, led, of course, by senior captains Mason Siever, Ledrick Walker Jr., and Caleb Espinoza. Let's see what they have in store for us here as we get ready to go into the second half. Can they get another stop? And this one running out is Shepard, and he's out to the races, past the 50, into the 40, and will be brought down at the 35-yard line. A huge gain there for Will Shepard, as we've seen him take off running a few times. This time he goes for 40 yards over to the Brenham Cub territory at the 35-yard line. And honestly, Will Shepard just executing the read option to perfection there. Sees the defensive end crash and takes off with it and makes a couple nice moves for the extra yardage.
I'll tell you what, we have to admit, he is an exciting young man.
He is. Fake handoff up the middle of Will Shepard in the shotgun. And they're going to get the ball off. And a big hit made there by Ethan Oschenbeck. Woo! Diagnoses the screen to perfection and comes up and makes the tack on Achilles Palomares.
I tell you what, great job there by Ethan. Filling in for Quincy Adams. Quincy's still on the sideline walking gingerly. But Ethan filling in very, very, very well.
So here comes Will Shepard again in the shotgun for the Belton Tigers. Brenham comes in a 4-man front. Will Shepard looking downfield, has a man, overthrows him, almost intercepted by Ethan Oschenbeck. And Ethan Oschenbeck looks like he took the brunt of that contact as he is down for a second, but helped up by his teammates and looks like he's good to go. They're going to go ahead and give him a break as in comes Chris Guidry into the defensive backfield. You want to talk about a defensive back with some ball skills?
I tell you what, I think Ethan's a tough young man. He'll walk it off.
He'll be all right. He wasn't limping too bad.
That's it.
So how come the Belton Tigers, again, a big 3rd and 10 after their explosive 40-yard run to get the fresh set of downs, have not been able to move the ball since? Will Shepard in the shotgun with a 4 wide receiver set, looking downfield, fires downfield, and the pressure got to him as he short arms this one to Palomares, and Palomares visibly frustrated with his quarterback there as he felt he was open and had an opportunity for the first down. But instead, we're going to get ourselves a timeout with a 4th and 10 for Belton on the Brenham Cup 35. And you have to think, with the way the game is going down 21, they're going to go for it as we take the 2-minute warning, and we'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, called to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers, Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
It's right there on 35.
So here we go, fourth down and 10 for Will Shepherd and the Belton Tigers as the Brenham Cubs try to come up with a stop. The Tigers down 21, need to go for it. Shepherd stepping up in the pocket, firing downfield, looking for his receiver, and intercepted by Chris Guidry on the sideline, but not able to get a foot in bounds. But either way, a big stop here from the Brenham Cubs. Probably better, Tommy, there that he doesn't intercept it. Better to have the ball out here at the 35-yard line than down at the 2.
Hey, no doubt about it. Just a great defensive stand there by that Cub defense.
So 1:53 left to play. A turnover on downs for the Belton Tigers gives the ball back to the Brenham Cubs. And if you count turnovers on downs, Tommy, that's the fourth takeaway.
That you're exactly right.
So now here come the Brenham Cubs offense again, looking to add to their lead, already added to it in this quarter, making it 21 points, 35-14 over the Belton Tigers. Here comes Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun, fakes the handoff to C.J. Glover and takes off up the middle, gets a nice chunk of yardage there as he gets about 7 on the rush. A quarterback keeper, again, executed to perfection the read option, this time by Zyron Upshaw, reads the defensive end and pulls it from his running back's belly and heads up the middle for a nice gain there, setting up second down and 3.
Just an excellent fake there by Zyron Upshaw and read it perfectly, as you said. Nice gain.
Shotgun snap to Zyron Upshaw on the next play. He takes a stumble in the backfield but then delivers downfield and has Nate Rattle, the sophomore wide receiver, comes back, makes the adjustment, makes the catch, and gets the ball down to the Belton 31-yard line.
I tell you what, just a great job there by Nate Rowe. The ball a little underthrown there by Zyron. Watching the ball all the way, came back, make the catch, gets an extra 5 yards. Cub first down. Here we go.
So now here come the Brenham Cubs offense again in the shotgun. C.J. Glover gets the handoff up the middle, has some room, picks up some nice yardage there. It looks to be a gain of 8. That's exactly what it will be. Second down and 2 coming up for the Brenham Cubs as they'll take a timeout to preserve the clock as it takes down to 46 seconds left to go. And we'll be right back after 30 seconds of our sports friends. Brenham Cubs up 21 points, 35-14 over the Belton Tigers.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Hawley, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
Glassmart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care. 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
So after a quick timeout for the Brenham Cubs, their last of the half, 46 seconds left to go, and they're set up with a second down and 2 inside of the Belton 25 at the 23. Can the Brenham Cubs capitalize before the half and extend their lead a bit further? And they're going to come out in the shotgun with Zyron Upshaw, 3 wide receivers, 2 to the left, 1 to the right. C.J. Glover goes in motion to the right, and now a long pass to Chris Guidry. Chris Guidry makes a catch on the sideline. Just barely misses out on getting into the end zone again as he steps out at the half-yard line. And excellent coverage there by the corner from Belton, but Chris Guidry using his athleticism and his big frame to come down with a one-handed catch with a defender draped all over him.
You brought up an excellent point. The defender was with Chris Guidry step for step, but Chris does what he does so well, goes up, makes the one-handed grab, out at, what is that, 1 foot line?
It has to be. It's less than a yard, that's for sure. Here comes the handoff. C.J. Glover up the middle, and he is stuffed right at the goal line. An excellent hit made there by number 34 of the Belton Tigers. Oakley Torres comes up and lays a big hit on C.J. Glover to prevent him from getting into the end zone.
We better hurry up here. We got the clock is running.
Yeah, 18 seconds, 17. Shotgun snap to Zyron. Hands off to C.J. Glover. C.J. Glover gets tackled, but he pushes his way into the end zone for another Brenham Cub touchdown, 41-14 with 12 seconds left to go in the half. What an offensive performance here in the first half for the Brenham Cubs. Tommy, do you think they took that last loss personally or what?
I tell you what, they took that loss very, very personally. I tell you what, the Cubs came out ready to play this evening. And I tell you what, I think it all goes back to what took place today at lunch. And these guys want to be out there receiving that honor one day themselves.
Yep, so there is the extra point, and the Brenham Cubs go up 42-14 with 12 seconds left to go in the half. And, of course, Tommy referencing the Hall of Honor ceremony earlier at Blinn College and earlier in the pregame. And just, Tommy, what better way to motivate these young men than to give them a glimpse at what could be their future if they perform for this football team and off the field and just pillars of this community, and they are coming out and showing it tonight. You know, we had Malcolm Brown, Donyell Jones, Michael Walker, and Ty Schlotman out there, you know, giving some encouraging words during their speeches as well to make sure the team was prepared and ready to play.
Oh, no doubt about it. And those four names you mentioned, those were some exciting young athletes, I'm telling you.
And here's four more names for you, Tommy, because the Brenham Cubs actually brought out some of their players in uniform to the ceremony they had out there. Andre Mojica, Leedrick Walker Jr., Caleb Espinoza, and Mason Sieber to get a firsthand look at what that looks like to come back, bring that message to the team, and clearly that message was delivered.
Oh, I tell you what, just such a great point that you brought up. Oh, my gosh. We had a major penalty.
Yeah, 15-yard penalty. Looks like it was on the extra point. And now the Brenham Cubs kicking from inside of Belton Terry at the 45. And why not try an onside kick here? And it looks like that is exactly what they're lining up for, an onside kick. And Belton will now take a timeout as they did not have their onside kick hands team, if you will, out there. So they'll take a timeout, and we'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Nevere, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
And so the Brenham Cubs, as I just mentioned, lining up for an onside kick, forced a timeout from the Belton Tigers. And, of course, that's because of a 15-yard penalty. The Brenham Cubs are kicking from the Belton 45-yard line. So why not try your luck and try to add to your lead?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt about it.
There comes Blue Sienega, lines it up, standing at a 90-degree angle from the football. Here's the onside kick attempt. Takes a beautiful bounce off the face mask of the Belton Tigers. It's loose. Let's see who jumped on it. The Brenham Cubs taking a shot there, but looks like big number 90 for the Belton Tigers. Evan Lockett was able to jump on it. A disaster averted for the Belton Tigers, and with 9 seconds left to go before the half, the Brenham Cubs currently lead 42-14, a 28-point lead over the Belton Tigers.
You know, I love the call there by the Cubs with the onside kick because, you know, crazy things can happen when you kick off with just a little bit of time left, and you really don't want them to run, have a long touchdown run right here before the half, because that would put the momentum right back into Belton's hands.
Yeah, I believe a betting man would call that playing the odds. So here comes.
I love the call there by Coach Jones.
Yeah, definitely a smart call. So here comes the Belton Tigers. It'll be a three-man front from the Brenham Cubs as they play prevent defense. Will Shepard stepping back. Instant pressure from Doyle Brown, and Carson Morton will take a big hit as that will dislodge the ball. Had the ball in his hands, and Brooks Rosnowski pairing up with Caleb Espinoza on the hit to dislodge it.
I tell you what, you said it perfectly right there. Caleb and Brooks right on target there, ripping the ball out of his hands. Great job.
So now with 3 seconds left to go, are the Belton Tigers going to try to take another shot? It definitely looks like it with the offense out there. It doesn't look like they're in a kneel-down formation. It'll be Will Shepard in the shotgun with a three wide receiver set. And look where they have their star receiver, Gavin Ross, right at the end of the line of scrimmage. They're going to get it out to him on a wide receiver screen, and a poorly thrown ball by Will Shepard falls incomplete. And that'll be the end of the half with the Brenham Cubs up 42-14, and they'll get a standing ovation here from the crowd as they have loved the offensive explosion from the Brenham Cubs. 42 points and a half, and we'll be right back with the KWHI Sports Halftime Show after a word from our sports friends.
How does a no-stress Thanksgiving meal sound? H-E-B in Brenham is here to make your Thanksgiving a breeze with their Meal Simple Feasts. Choose from honey-cured spiral ham and smoked or oven-roasted turkey breast to be enjoyed with their traditional sides, from creamy mashed potatoes to green bean casserole. And all you have to do is heat, serve, and enjoy with Brenham H-E-B's Meal Simple Feast. Place your Thanksgiving orders by November 23rd. Order online today at heb.com.
As we come back, it's time for the KWHI Sports Halftime Show. And Tommy, an excellent, excellent performance here from the Brenham Cubs in the first half. 42-14 is their lead over the Belton Tigers. And coming off of a rough loss to Waco University, this is the way that you respond. You come out, you play hard, both on offense and defense. 3 takeaways for the defense. 2 touchdowns to their star wide receiver, Chris Guidry. A big touchdown to their big man, H-back, Hagan Frank. And, you know, C.J. Glover getting in on the action. Everybody getting in on the action here tonight. And they came out to play on Hall of Honor night with a whole playoff game, a playoff spot on the line.
I tell you what I really like about all of it, in every phase of the football game, the Cubs have been on target in every phase of the game this season. Special teams, offense, defense, mixing pass, all kinds of running plays. Man, I'm going to tell you what, this has been an exciting first half. I hope the second is just as good.
So. Yeah, and it's a game that started off with a little bit of nervousness from the crowd after Belton came out and scored on their first play from scrimmage after the Brenham Cubs went 3 and out. But from there, it was all Brenham Cubs scoring 28 unanswered points before Belton added another touchdown. And then Brenham Cubs comes back with another 14 unanswered.
Oh, no doubt about it. It was great to see the Cubs respond and do what they did.
Yeah, and take a look at the takeaways here from the Brenham Cub defense. An interception by, of course, number 0, Caleb Espinoza, a tip drill, goes up and gets and hangs on to it after taking a big hit. Then a fumble recovery from Owen Robinson on the failed handoff exchange on the read option between Will Shepard and his running back, Zeka. And he comes, big man Robinson in the middle comes up with the recovery. But the biggest play, a block that really turned the momentum and turned the tide in this game, was after it was tied 7-7, Jace Miller comes off the edge on a pooch kick from the quarterback, Will Shepard of the Belton Tigers, blocks it, picks it up, takes it to the house, giving the Brenham Cubs their first lead of the game, 14-7.
No doubt about it. And you're exactly right. That was what I call what I would agree with you, the turning point in the football game. Just a great rush there by Jace Miller, blocking the ball, picking it up, going into the end zone.
Yeah, and that's a little glimpse of how the defense is playing, because plenty of 3 and outs, a turnover on downs. They've done it in all ways, stopping this Belton Tiger offense. But how about on the offensive side, 42 points in one half of football, and that goes along with 365 total yards already.
I tell you what, I would take that Most coaches would love that in a full game, and we got another half to play.
Exactly. And Zyron Upshaw having himself a performance, 12 of 14 for 202 yards and three touchdowns,
wow.
Two to Guidry and one to Hagan Frank.
Wow. What an evening. What an evening.
So from the quarterback to the receiving stats, Chris Guidry, the star tonight. Five targets, five catches for 99 yards and two touchdowns. If he would have gotten in the end zone on that other, on that C.J. Glover 1 yard touchdown run, he would have had the clean 100, but yes, he'll happily take 99 and two touchdowns.
Well, I tell you what, it was a very interesting call down there. But the referee was right there, and I were sure that he made the right call. But just an excellent play by Chris Guidry coming down with that catch to get that last touchdown for the Cubs.
Yeah, and taking a look at some more receiving stats of Cartell Brown, three catches for 20 yards. Nate Rao, the sophomore wide receiver, had a big catch for 26 yards. Then you had, of course, Hagan Frank with a big 30-yard touchdown left wide open down the seam. Zyron Upshaw hits him in stride, gets him into the end zone. So 202 receiving yards with three touchdowns combined for the Brenham Cubs. Then taking a look at the rushing stats, also excellent for the Brenham Cubs. 12 carries for the sophomore running back, C.J. Glover, for 88 yards and two touchdowns. One 18-yarder and one on the goal line there for the one-yard touchdown. And then it was, of course, Cartell Brown on a reverse. Got himself a big 29-yard run as well. And Zyron Upshaw adding to it with six carries for 46 yards. In total, 19 carries for the Brenham Cubs for a grand total of 163 yards and two touchdowns.
I tell you what, just an excellent, great job of mixed offenses. Just so glad to see it. And I'm telling you, Zyron is doing, a complete 360 from last week. Reading those options well, making great throws to his receiver. Just an outstanding first half for Zyron Upshaw.
Yeah, take a look at some of the other stats here in the first half. First downs for the Brenham Cubs and Belton. Very even. Brenham Cubs actually have one less first down than the Belton Tigers, but it comes down to the explosive plays is the difference, because while the Belton Tigers are getting first down, they're not doing it so much in explosive plays. They're kind of getting 12, 13 yards to get first downs, whereas the Brenham Cubs are going over the top for big yardage. Let's try to get through these explosive plays. Of course, explosive plays, any plays over 20 yards or more. We had Cartell Brown on a rush for 29 yards. Chris Guidry on a pass for 35. Hagan Frank for a 30-yard touchdown receiving. C.J. Glover with three of his own. A 20-yard rush, a 22-yard rush, and a 28-yard reception. And, of course, Chris Guidry on the big 20-yard touchdown. Nate Rao, a big 26-yard completion. And Chris Guidry again for a 22-yard reception as well.
Hey, no doubt about it. You bring that point up about the first downs. Just whatever has been said about Will Shepard is exactly right. He's very calm, very patient. He just sits back in the pocket and takes whatever the defense will give him.
Yeah, I mean, Will Shepard on his own has two big explosive plays, two 40-yard rushes. One was a 60-yard rush for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then another 40-yard gain, which stalled out for a turnover on downs, thanks to the Brenham Cub defense.
Right. There's no doubt about it. It's all going to go back and credit that defense. That Cub defense is playing what they have been doing all year long. We just had a few slip-ups last week.
Yeah, and that is 100%. So the Brenham Cubs, explosive offense, dominant defense, and at halftime up 42-14. I mean, what a performance here on Hall of Honor night, Blackout night, and Senior night for their Brenham Cub band.
No doubt about it.
And now it's time to take a look at the Whataburger What a Play of the Game. And we mentioned it earlier, Tommy, the play that turned the tide in favor of the Brenham Cubs. Jace Miller on a pooch punt by the Will Shepard, the quarterback of the Belton Tigers, comes flying off the edge and gets his hand on the football, blocks the punt, recovers, and takes it into the end zone, giving the Brenham Cubs their first lead of the game. Was the big difference. So that is our Whataburger What a Play of the Game, brought to you, of course, by Whataburger. Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950 with online ordering available. Visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 36 South, open 24/7. And now, Tommy, let's take a look at our first touchdown winner, Mr. Schrader. Schrader, who got himself a free rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue on that first touchdown by the Brenham Cubs. Of course, taking it into the end zone was an 18-yard run from C.J. Glover. And got Mr. Schrader the free rack of ribs, and that was brought to you by Nathan's Barbecue. Nathan's Barbecue is proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee, proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, just stop by Nathan's Barbecue and don't forget to register. And with that, Tommy, we're going to take a look at our HEB Scholar of the Week.
There we go. Always look forward to that.
Oh, yeah. Of course, the award recognizes academic excellence, and today's HEB Scholar of the Week is Camila Rodriguez. Her favorite class is math, and her favorite teacher is Mrs. Morales.
Here we go.
Another repeat on the favorite teacher side of things. And her favorite sport or extracurricular activity is powerlifting.
You know what? I knew a young lady over at Burton. I would have never dreamed this because she was a petite little old gal, but when she got to Burton High School, she became a power lifter. I love it, man. That is great.
Yeah, so Camila Rodriguez, a power lifter, and her college or university plans are to attend Texas State University for anesthetic nursing. And advice to other students about preparing for the future is it's okay to make new friends. You are still growing as a person and finding yourself, too. Don't forget to have fun. Time goes by quick.
I tell you what, I love that statement there by that young lady. And I'm going to tell you what, where she's going to meet some of the best friends of her life is when she goes to Texas State University.
Definitely a great one to go to. I went to a couple parties out there during my high school days, or my freshman year of college, I should say. It's a good time out there.
I tell you what, just a beautiful town and a great campus.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
Really.
And that was today's HEB Scholar of the Week, Camila Rodriguez. Congratulations to Camila. This award is based on academic excellence, and she will receive a certificate from HEB. And we'll be right back with the Brenham Cub Band after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
How does a no-stress Thanksgiving meal sound?
Hey, dude.
HEB in Brenham is here to make your Thanksgiving a breeze with their Meal Simple Feasts. Choose from honey-cured spiral ham and smoked or oven-roasted turkey breast to be enjoyed with their traditional sides, from creamy mashed potatoes to green bean casserole. And all you have to do is heat, serve, and enjoy with Brenham HEB's Meal Simple Feast. Place your Thanksgiving orders by November 23rd. Order online today at heb.com.
As we come back, we will leave you with the Brenham Cub Band for the rest of the halftime, and we'll be right back with the second half kickoff after the Brenham Cub Band on their very special senior night.
Cub Band.
This past Saturday, the club band competed at the UIL Area E Marching Contest in Channelview and earned fifth place, qualifying for the UIL 5A State Marching Band Contest. On Monday, November 10th, the top 38 Class 5A marching bands in the state of Texas will compete at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Our very own club band performs at 5:30 p.m. in the preliminary round. Let's make some magic, Cub Band, and have the best run of the year. Tonight, embark on a journey into a realm of ancient secrets and magic. Our guardians stand resolute, protecting a legendary land that once every thousand years stirs to life with magical genies emerging from its swirling smoke to explore the world. Our production values evocative music and dynamic visuals in a once-in-a-millennium celebration of wonder and magic. Opens with flute and clarinet soloist Stu Lopez and Haley Clutter as the lamp awakens through a captivating performance by color guard soloist Maddie Bean. The moment builds into the powerful The Dream from God by Christopher Tinner. Part 2 takes flight as the genies and guardians embark on a journey through spices, toxins, and perfumes by Abner Dorman. Followed by a haunting rendition of Christina Aguilera's Genie in the Bottle featuring dance soloist Skylar Amon and saxophone soloist Levi DuPont. Our production concludes with the vibrant and celebratory Duan Dancer by Andre Previn, bringing the show to an exhilarating finale. Also featuring tuba soloist White Crafting.
Of drum majors Trey Gates, Hunter Hegler, Thomas Lesh, and Hannah Shazad. Your very own Brenham High School Cup Band and their state qualifying show, the Guardians of the Enchanted Night.
Thank you.
I'm waiting on him. I don't know where he's at. What do you want me to do? Tell me what. There you go. No, he's not. I don't know where he went. He took off running somewhere a while ago. And he hasn't got back. All right, there you go.
Brenham Ironworks, for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barndominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Yum Sweets and Eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supply since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown, too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
And now it's time for the second half kickoff of the Brenham Cubs against the Belton Tigers with a home playoff spot on the line. This is the Brenham Cubs currently up 42-14. And Lucianek is getting a little lineup for the kickoff. Back to receive for the Belton Tigers are number 5, Gavin Ross, and number 45, Kaysen Morton. Here's the kickoff from Sienega. Back into the end zone, and that will go down for a touchback. And the ball will come out to the 25-yard line. And the Belton Tigers will get the ball to start the half, as they did defer to the Brenham Cubs to kick off the game. And, of course, the second half kickoff brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand-new showroom and service center. Having considered a Hyundai before, here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty. Here come the Belton Tigers in shotgun. Fake the handoff up the middle to Gavin Ross. Completed, and he'll take a big hit for his effort from number 5, Leedrick Walker Jr., but nonetheless a gain of 14 for the Belton Tigers to start things off, and a first down, their first of the half.
Say what, it is a first down there for Belton, but he did pay for it with that hit from Leedrick.
And so Will Shepard comes out in the shotgun yet again. Four wide receivers set, two to each side. Steps back to pass, and he will take off to his left, trying to create some room, being chased down by Doyle Brown, and he will throw it to the sideline to Balomaris, but not able to get his feet in bounds. That will be an incompletion, bringing up second down and 10 at their own 39-yard line for the Belton Tigers.
Tell you what, big pressure again there from number 11, Doyle Brown.
And speaking of looking for something bigger, if you're looking for something bigger, the 2026 Palisade is the way to go over at Hyundai of Brenham. The shotgun snap to Will Shepard up the middle. He'll hand off the ball to number 25, Gino Seca, but not much of anywhere to go as the Brenham Cubs plug up the running lanes beautifully Only a gain of three on the play. We'll bring up third down and seven for the Belton Tigers. A huge third down for them as they are down 28 points, 42-14 to the Brenham Cubs, and need to keep this drive alive. Meanwhile,
so
for the Brenham Cubs.
Made that stop for the Cubs? Chris Gidger.
And here comes the Brenham Cubs defense dialing up the pressure for Caleb Espinoza. Will Shepard throwing out to his right and nowhere near his intended target. Trying to make the play on the ball was number eight.
It's Cartel Brown.
Cartel Brown is out there.
Whoa, Cartel. Ball underthrown and Cartel almost came up with the interception.
So the Brenham Cubs now with two wide receivers playing both ways. It's number four, Chris Guidry, and number eight, Cartel Brown out there. Looks like Cartel Brown playing that slot receiver position. He'll now line up out wide.
Wow, Belton going for it.
Yeah, they have to here. They are in a tough pickle here. Fourth and seven for Belton in the shotgun. Will Shepard steps back, looking over the middle, has his man, and it's another first down to guess who? Gavin Ross, who has by far been Shepard's favorite target here tonight and on the season.
Number four, Chris Gidry.
And on the stop there again, Chris
Gidry. How about Chris Gidry on top of the almost 100-yard receiving night? A couple of touchdowns to start, a couple of tackles to start off the second half.
Oh, man, just team player.
So three wide receivers set. The shotgun is Will Shepard. He'll hand off to the right. Trying to find some room is number 25, Zeka. And he does find some room, but not enough for a first down. A gain of nine on first down will bring up second down and nine.
Did you see who made that stop?
Nate
Brown. I was going to say, let me guess. Another receiver for the Brenham Cubs coming up to make a tackle. This time it's the sophomore, Nate Rao, as the Brenham Cubs trying a few new things on defense. Here comes shotgun snap to Will Shepard. He'll hand it off up the middle and nowhere to go for Zeka as he is bottled up and hit hard by Joe Rodriguez and Caleb Espinoza.
They were the two guys that were mainstay on that defense there. Joe Rodriguez up front and then Caleb Espinoza at middle linebacker.
So third down and one. Still only 1 yard to go for Belton and they need it bad. The Brenham Cubs defense looking to stay stout. Here's the handoff up the middle, and another big hit, this time by Jarius Booker, and this one will go backwards. It'll be a loss of one on the play. Fourth down and two for Belton. What a play there by Jarius Booker. Fills up the gap, explodes through it, and makes a big hit on the running back, Gino Zeka. Fourth down. Oh, they're going to say loss of two. Fourth down and three coming up for Belton. Looks like a little bit of miscommunication as the snap does not come, and Will Shepard will look over to his offensive staff on the sideline.
Trying to get the Cubs jump offside.
Barks off some changes, and now he gets the snap, and looking to his left, has a man in Carson. And Jason Morton gets the catch right at the first down marker, and Chris Guidry, the star wide receiver for the Brenham Cubs, comes up as a defensive back, makes the tackle short of the line to gain, and that will be turnover on downs, and the ball will go to the Brenham Cubs. And look at Coach Young's over on the sideline, amped up and loving what he's seeing from his defense.
I tell you what, just a great job by that Cub defense coming up strong again. But I'm going to tell you what's really impressive is to see Chris Guidry out there making the big stop.
That is, I mean, playing both ways that effectively is a beautiful thing to watch, Tommy. Old school there. Here's the shotgun snap to Zyron Upshaw. Out wide to Cartel Brown. Plenty of Belton defenders there. Makes one miss. Stiff arms another to the ground. And a third will have to come up to make the tackle. It'll still be a gain of two for Cartel Brown on the wide receiver screen. Coming up to make the tackle for Belton was number 24, Jahari James. Cartel Brown, though, shaking off two defenders before James had to come up and make that tackle. So 8:22 to go here, and the Brenham Cubs up 28-42-14 over Belton. And Belton running out of time. The Brenham Cubs looking to keep that clock moving with another first down. Second down and eight coming up. And up the middle, CJ Palmer explodes through the A-gap and gets the Cubs a much-needed first down. Ball comes out to the 50-yard line.
I'll tell you again, that offensive line there for the Brenham Cubs. Open up that hole straight up the middle for CJ Palmer. Nice game, another Cub first down.
Needed eight, how about 12?
We'll take it.
So the ball comes out to the 50 at midfield, and the Brenham Cubs will continue their drive as the clock ticks down under 8 minutes to play here in the second half. Or in the third quarter, I apologize. So three wide receivers set for Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun. Two to the left, one to the right. Here's a shotgun snap, handoff up the middle. C.J. Glover bounces it out to the left. Runs through an arm tackle, spinning, fighting,
stiff-arming
defenders, getting them off of him, inside the 30, close to the 25, call it the 27. Another hard run from C.J. Glover. Gets another Brenham Cup first down and keeps the clock rolling. 7:19 left in the third quarter.
Once again, six guys to bring down C.J. Glover.
He runs incredibly, incredibly hard. Tommy, we've mentioned it time and time again this year. It's hard to imagine that he is only a sophomore. Once he fills out that frame, he's going to be a true problem for defenses.
I tell you what, I love it. I love what I'm seeing. Such a great thing to see. What a great young player.
So first and 10 for the Brenham Cubs at the Belton 26-yard line. Here is the fake handoff to T.J. Glover.
Oh!
And Hagan Frank open again over the middle, catches the touchdown and into the end zone for another Brenham Cub touchdown. How about another one for the big man?
Wow. And I tell you what, just another great run, great pass pattern there by Hagan Frank. Oh, my gosh.
And how about that? That fake even fooled me, Chris.
I'm going to tell you what. I thought C.J. had the ball. Just a great fake there by Zyron.
Yeah, fake to C.J. Glover up the middle. Then Zyron Upshaw just floats it over into the end zone right into the waiting hands of Hagan Frank for the touchdown. And here's the extra point. It is good. And that will make it 49-14 in favor of the Brenham Cubs. They extend their lead to 35 over the Belton Tigers with a home playoff spot on the line on Hall of Honor night, on Blackout night, and on Band Senior night. What a performance here so far. They continue to steamroll this Belton Tiger defense. And as we wait for the ensuing kickoff, we'll take 30 seconds from our sports friends. And so as we wait here, the Brenham Cubs getting ready to line up the kickoff after extending their lead to 35 points. It's now 49-14 in the Brenham Cubs' favor. And, Tommy, we talked earlier in the day coming out strong and making a statement after that loss to Waco University. And, honestly, this is a very talented Belton team who played Waco University, lost, but only by 6 points, played them hard, and the Brenham Cubs are blowing them out of the water.
No doubt about it. The thing of it is, they'll get a couple of first downs moving down the field, but then that Cub defense just stiffens up again and makes a big stop and comes right back and scores another touchdown.
So here is the kickoff from Blue Cienega. This one will be fielded at about the 5, coming out across the middle and out past the 20 to about the 23-yard line. Comes number 23, Kai Griffin. And the Brenham Cubs will happily take that as the Belton Tigers will start this drive from inside of their own 25 at the 23. But we got ourselves a flag on the play.
I tell you what, I believe that was Cade Weeder holding on the stop. That's what I thought. I saw exactly what I did.
Just got that finger inside of that face mask. You saw a little bit of a head turn, as I'm sure when you saw there on the tackle, but the receiver kind of sliding down is definitely just incidental, not intentional. But nonetheless, a flag for a face mask goes against Cade Wiederhold, and that will bring the ball out to about the 38-yard line of the Belton Tigers, first down and 10. Here's a handoff up the middle, nowhere to go with it. Job Rodriguez standing up his blocker and shedding him to make the tackle, and along comes Caleb Espinoza to clean it up as well.
I'll tell you what, just a great stop there by Joe Rodriguez. And as you said, Caleb doing what he does, what he needs to do is come back and finish it off.
So here come the Brenham Cubs defense again. Second down and 10 for the Belton Tigers. Hand off up the middle. No, it's going to be pulled out of the belly of his running back by Will Shepard, and he'll be tackled for a big loss on the play, a loss of 2. Third down and 12. Big play for the Brenham Cubs. Looks like it was Mason Sieber getting into the backfield and making the tackle, staying home, beautifully reading the read option against the quarterback, and makes the tackle.
I tell you what, include Joe Rodriguez in on that also.
So third down and 12 coming up for the Belton Tigers, as they have not been able to produce much on offense here. 5.5 to go in the third quarter, down 35. The Brenham Cub defense looking for another stop. Jace Miller applying the pressure, forcing Will Shepard to roll out, trying to make a shoestring tackle. Won't get there. Christian Prosper comes and cleaned up by Nate Rao. A big loss on third and 12 will now make it about third and 18 here for the Belton Tigers, and they'll be forced to go for it. And you can see Will Shepard shaking his head, able to get away from Jace Miller, but then Christian Prosper holds him up long enough for the cavalry to arrive in the form of sophomore wide receiver Nate Rao playing corner, gets in there and makes a tackle.
I tell you what, though, give the credit there to Jace Miller with that big rush.
Oh, and Belton will not go for it. It'll be a pooch kick and a beautifully executed one as it bounces at the 25 and rolls all the way inside of the Brenham Cub 10. Looks like it'll be placed right about the 9-yard line. And the Brenham Cubs will start off with some of their worst field position today at their own 9. They started off at their own 9 earlier as well when they recovered a fumble by the Belton Tigers. But honestly, a beautifully executed pooch kick there by their quarterback gets Brenham in a tough field position. But Tommy, the key thing about having tough field position, you got a lot more field to go, and that's that much more time that you can run off the clock.
Just a great point that you brought up there, Javi. That's what the Cubs need to do here, is just take the time, get that running game, keep it going, eat that clock up.
Here's a shotgun snap to Zyron Upshaw. Hands off to C.J. Glover. C.J. Glover shifting his way through the middle of that defense, trying to find some yards, find some wiggle room, and then a big pile up right near the first down marker, but just a yard shy as he'll be marked down at the 18, needed the 19. A gain of 9 on the play will bring up a second down and 1.
Pat C.J. on the back again.
Yeah.
Five Belton Tigers get up off the ground.
He's not going down on that first tackle. I haven't seen him get tackled by the first man once. It takes a host of Belton Tigers to try to get him on the ground.
I tell you what, I just hope this momentum just keeps going for this Brenham Cub football team.
So 3:45 left to go here in the third quarter. Zyron Upshaw on the shotgun will give the handoff to C.J. Glover, but this time he has blown up in the backfield. Making the tackle is number 34, Oakley Torres, the sophomore outside linebacker for the Belton Tigers.
I'll tell you what, Torres just shot through a gap and dropped C.J. dead in his tracks.
So that'll set up the Brenham Cubs with a third down and 5, a loss of 4, third down and 4, a loss of 3 on the play. 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. A 3 wide receiver set for Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun. Trying to get the defense to jump offside there. They do not fall for it, so Zyron Upshaw will look over to his offensive coaching staff, get some orders, changes things up at the line of scrimmage, and back set to go here. Same formation, shotgun with 3 wide receivers, 2 to the left, 1 to the right. Zyron Upshaw steps back, rolling to his right, looking for a receiver. Has Chris Guidry, makes the catch, and looks like he'll be just shy of the first down. It'll be 4th down and 1 for the Brenham Cubs. Question is here, Tommy, do you bring out your punting unit to try to step on the throat of this Belton Tiger team? And it looks like they will bring out the punter, showing a little bit of mercy against the Belton Tigers.
Well, I tell you what, it's a very strong 1 yard, more like a yard and a half. And the best thing to do here is get Lambin to punt the football and hope they don't have a return.
So here comes the punt snap to Landon Zelenka. He gets it off. It's a beauty. It looks like he's going to get down right around the 50, and a fair catch called there by Gavin Ross. It'll be at the 49-yard line. That's where Belton will start their next drive, inside of their own 50 at the 49. So 2:06 left to go here in the third quarter. Time definitely running out for the Belton Tigers if they want to try to make anything happen. And, of course, the Brenham Cubs will happily watch that clock tick down.
No doubt about it.
So first down and 10 from their own 49 for the Belton Tigers. Is a shotgun for Will Shepard. And he has a four wide receiver set out there. Trips to the left, one to the right. Here's the shotgun snap. He's looking downfield. Pressure coming from Doyle Brown. He gets it off and overthrows his receiver, Achilles Palomares. You have to wonder there. Achilles looked like he tried to go infield on that one a little bit, but it was a go route. And beautifully placed by Will Shepard there. I think Palomares just did not adjust to it properly. And because of that, the ball will go out, will go down harmlessly for the Brenham Cubs. Incompletion brings up second down and 10.
I tell you what, you had... You had Chris Skidry and Traylon Kelly deep, preventing a deep pass route.
So here's a shotgun snap, handoff to the right to Gavin Ross. He'd be dragged down on the play by Jarius Booker, who continues to make plays here for the Brenham Cubs. A tackle for loss, a loss of one on the play, will bring up third down and 11. Man, Jarius Booker continuing to make plays here tonight, Tommy.
I tell you what, doing a good job, doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing, just following the play the entire way and just making the big stop, one-on-one tackle.
So another four wide receiver set for the Belton Tiger. Here's Shepard, gets it off to the left to Gino Zeka. Zeka trying to put a spin move on his defender, but Jarius Booker is smart to it and makes the tackle along with Nate Rao.
And tell you what, another strong rush there by Jace Miller for the Cubs.
Yeah, well, the Brenham Cubs know that they have to throw for this, so they're just dialing up the pressure. And on that one, just a hot read by Will Shepard, throws it over the head of the defensive end, completes it, but for a minimal gain, bringing up fourth down and 8. Shotgun snap to Will Shepard, looking down the field. Again, big pressure. He'll have to take off with it, and he'll head down that left side. Has enough for a first down and more. Looks like a gain of 15 yards. Call it 16 yards down inside of Brenham Cub territory to the 35-yard line. And Jace Miller asking to come off, but you got to wonder if there's a little bit of frustration on his end as he was tackled to the ground by the offensive tackle. I don't know how they don't call that holding, but you know the officials, of course, always have a better look at it. So here come the Belton Tigers inside of the Brenham Cup, 35, another four wide receiver set. They'll hand off to the left to Gino Zeka. Zeka has some room down the sideline, and he'll be close to the first down marker, but maybe a yard shy. Looks like they're going to mark him about a half yard shy of that first down.
Tell you what, again, Chris Skidry out on the stop for the Cubs.
And Tommy, he never ceases to continue to surprise us, as he always is a playmaker on offense, but how about in this ball game, a playmaker on defense as well?
No doubt about it. Just he's always got a nose for the football, and that's exactly what he did.
So here comes Gino Zeka for the Belton Tigers, and a handoff up the middle will go for a first down, but flags flying everywhere as it looks like this may be in the area of holding. Let's see what they're going to call here. And officials huddled up. Tommy, you always mentioned, not a sight you like to see.
As the late, great sports doc would say, what a scary thought.
Oh, another face mask against the Brenham Cubs will give another 15 yards to the Belton Tigers and put the ball just shy of the Brenham Cub 10-yard line. Looks like they're placing it just past the 12 there. So it'll be first down and 10 for the Belton Tigers at the Cub 12-yard line. And with that, it'll bring the end of the third quarter. And as the teams switch sides on the field, it continues to be all Brenham Cubs here in the second half. They add another touchdown, a touchdown throw to Hagen Frank, who got wide open up the middle yet again. And it's the Brenham Cubs leading 49-14, a 35-point lead over the Belton Tigers as we head into the fourth quarter. We'll be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
Hey As we come back, switching sides on the field, a long way for each team to go as the ball is at the 11-yard line. They're calling it the 12, but really it's about the 11.5-yard line. And so 12 minutes left to go here in the ball game as we enter the fourth quarter, and it's the Brenham Cubs up huge over the Belton Tigers, 49-14. And, Tommy, they're really doing it in all facets of the game, creating turnovers. Penalties have been a minimum, aside from these two face masks that they've gotten on this drive on the kickoff and then on that last tackle costing them 30 yards. It's really been a disciplined Brenham Cub team.
That is much, much better than last week when we had so many miscues.
So here's the handoff out to the right side. It's going to be number 33, Javid Plons, on the rush, and he will get himself a nice gain. Looks like it might be a gain of 4 or 5 yards. Nonetheless, gets the ball inside of the Brenham Cub 10-yard line. It'll be a gain of 4. Second down and 6 coming up. So here comes Chaka Snap to Will Shepard. He'll fake the handoff. Throws out right to Gino Zecca. Gino Zecca looks like he picked that one off of his shoelaces to make the catch. And doesn't get into the end zone, but what a catch for the first down for the Belton Tigers. You know, Tommy, they're down big, but they're still fighting hard on the Belton Tigers.
No doubt about it. A great play there, a great fake there by Will Shepard. He finds the receiver. Great job by the receiver reaching over the goal.
Oh, they did call it a touchdown. Yeah, so that's a touchdown for the Belton Tigers, and it's going to be a 49-20 now, waiting the extra point. That one is up, and it is good. And that is going to make it 49-21 in favor of the Brenham Cubs. Belton Tigers showing a little bit of life, but still a long way to go as they're down 28. And the Brenham Cubs allow another touchdown, but it seems as though they go on an unanswered run every time that happens. So let's see if they can respond again and get their 35-point lead back. Tommy, we mentioned this being a statement game. What bigger statement than a 35-point blowout?
No doubt about it. The one thing we're definitely going to expect is going to be an onside kick.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to need the ball as many times as they can get it, so that definitely would be an option here. And the Brenham Cubs going to line up Nate Rao all the way back, but they're going to bring out the hands team, as you mentioned, Tommy, expecting an onside kick here.
Yeah, you got all the guys out there.
Yep. You got Mason Sieber on this near side, Jace Miller over on the far side. Behind them are all the receivers, and Markel Lewis, C.J. Glover, Chris Guidry, Cartel Brown, ready to receive this onside kick. But no, it looks like the Belton Tigers are going to line up to kick it long. Maybe a surprise onside kick here coming up that wouldn't be so surprising. No, they're going to go ahead and kick it long.
They're going to let their defense play.
And that one will bounce at the two and takes a belt and bounce, so Nate Rao will be forced to pick it up, and he will not have much room to go, and he'll be tackled inside of the Brenham Cub 10. Looks like they'll place it at the 8-yard line with his forward momentum, and the Brenham Cubs again with tough field position.
Tell you what, a football took the weirdest bounce. Kickers are turned out to the 8-yard line. It'll be
the Cubs ball, first and 10. And as we wait here, the Brenham Cubs will bring out their offense. No, they're going to back it up a couple yards, look like, Tommy. It looks like they're going to place it
at
the 6-yard line instead. 7-yard line. So Zyron Upshaw in the shotgun, two wide receivers to his right. Will be a handoff to the left from C.J. Glover. Fights through an arm tackle in the backfield and then barrels up for a defender for a big gain of about 9 yards on the play. And C.J. Glover continuing to run hard and keep this clock going. And C.J. Glover, I mean, just bursted through an arm tackle there. You can't tackle him with one arm. And I'm sure that's what the Belton coaches are saying right now. Wrap him up.
No doubt about it. I really feel we got a bad spot. I thought he came very, very close to the first down.
Oh, yeah. They're marking this one at the 16, so they're calling it a gain of 8, not even 9 yards.
That's correct.
So second down and two coming up for the Brenham Cubs. And they'll be in the shotgun again. It'll be C.J. Glover to the left of Zyron Upshaw. Shotgun snap. Zyron Upshaw will keep it. C.J. Glover will block for him. And Zyron Upshaw goes over a defender and gets the ball to the 20-yard line. And how about that on the end of the play there? Number 64 for the Brenham Cubs takes his defender about 5 or 7 yards down the field. That's number 64, Brock Banker, who finished that play with an exclamation point.
Did you see what just happened? Zyron fumbled the football, Belton recovered.
What?
Yes.
That was, well, that's about the least energy I've seen from a team that recovered a fumble.
Oh,
but Zyron,
God.
I guess.
That play is not going to make Coach very happy, I can assure you.
That was a fumble that looked like at the bottom of the pile there, and Belton comes up with a football, so it'll be Belton's football at the 21 of the Brenham Cubs. And the handoff will be up the middle to number 33, Javid Plons, who will not get much on the play. It'll be a loss of one.
I'll tell you what, coming up there to make those initial hits were Dahl Brown and Jace Miller, and finished off there by...
So that'll bring up second down and 11 from the Brenham Cub 22-yard line as the Belton just got themselves a break, forcing a fumble as Zyron Upshaw tried to barrel over a defender. Looks like he lost control of the football. And now it's the Belton football with 9:50 left to go, down 28 points. And now they're going to try to get the ball to Kaysen Morton, and he'll be slung down by the big man, Doyle Brown, who explodes off the edge and spins down the running back for a big, big loss here against the Belton Tigers. What a play by Doyle Brown. Felt like we've only said his name a couple times, and it was only a matter of time before his name came up.
I tell you what, Dahl Brown just shot through and made a huge, huge stop.
So now third down and 17 for the Belton Tigers. They're going to fake the handoff up the middle, and Jace Miller comes up.
Woo!
And gets a big old paw on it and knocks it down to the ground. Jace Miller with the swat will bring up fourth and 17 against the Belton Tigers, and Jace Miller continues to come up yet again, making a big play at the line of scrimmage. Saw he wasn't going to get there with the pass rush, put both hands up in the air, and gets one of those big mitts on it and knocks it to the ground.
I tell you what, Jace Miller's been such a solid player all year long, but tonight he's having the night of nights.
Making our pick for defensive player of the game very easy.
A lot easier.
Here comes Will Shepherd stepping up in the pocket, firing downfield, has a receiver. Riley Lewis there gets a hand on the football and incomplete. Wonderful play there by Rylan Lewis with blanket coverage. Looks for the football, gets a hand on it, unable to make the interception, but on fourth down, honestly, a better outcome to knock it down.
I tell you what, played perfectly there by Rylan Lewis. Just in watching the ball the entire way, just a great job. Great play, Cub football.
So now the Brenham Cubs will come out with their offense after the turnover on downs. They'll have the ball on their own 28-yard line. And honestly, this game seemingly out of reach for the Belton Tigers, and the Brenham Cubs should have a home playoff game coming up next week.
I tell you what, we need here is about two or three first downs to really take up some time off that clock.
There is Zyron Upshaw, the shotgun, hands up to C.J. Glover. C.J. Glover down that right side, and a beautiful block on the edge there by Andre Mojica. And C.J. Glover continues to fight off of that block and gets the ball all the way to the 44-yard line for another Brenham Cub first down. And how about that? Your senior captain, Andre Mojica, from his right guard position, barreling over, takes his defender out of the way, and then moves up to the second level and pancakes a linebacker.
I tell you what, Andre Mojica, what a player, and I had the distinct privilege of meeting that young man officially today. Just a fine young man.
And that's one that I've met as well, too. A very well-spoken young man, articulate, intelligent, humble young man. So here come the Brenham Cubs shotgun, and they're going to hand off up the middle. C.J. Glover, he's got a hole and explodes through it for some more yardage. It'll be a gain of 7 on the play. Second down and 3 coming up for the Brenham Cubs as they continue to feed C.J. Glover. And C.J. Glover well over 100 yards rushing now. And exactly how this Brenham Cubs offense runs. They're seemingly undefeated whenever they get over 100 yards with C.J. Glover.
I tell you what, and you know what it is, the big key here is those big key running plays and that offensive line continuing to blow people away.
They are mauling this defensive front.
And just taking time off the clock.
Here's the snap to Zyron Upshaw on the shotgun. Hands up to C.J. Glover. This time C.J. Glover nowhere to go, but still takes four Belton defenders down with him. Takes a host of them to bring him down, led by number 90, the big man for the Belton Tigers, Evan Lockett. Man, C.J. Glover is an impressive young man.
Just said it perfectly, you know, taking four guys to bring C.J. down.
So now with the...
And one of those guys is 252 pounds.
Yeah. And that was the first tackle he had to fight off. So with under 7 minutes left to go here in the ball game, it's the Brenham Cubs up 49-21. And with that last run, no gain, but it keeps the clock running. And they'll hand off to C.J. Glover again, who will go off the edge. And Tommy, for the first time tonight, the Belton Tigers only need one defender to tackle C.J. Glover. So that'll bring up fourth down and five for the Brenham Cubs. Surely they'll punt here, but that clock keeps it ticking. 6:30 and counting left in the ball game. Up big by 28 points against the Belton Tigers. And a home playoff spot on the line, seemingly locked up by the Brenham Cubs if they can hold on here for just six more minutes. It continues to tick down to 6:12. The snap to Zelenka. He gets an end-over-end punt. Who required to come up is Gavin Ross, and a lucky bounce there. He muffs the punt. It bounced straight up in the air right back into his arms.
Whoa!
What a bullet dodged there by the Belton Tigers return man, Gavin Ross. And that'll give the ball to the Belton Tigers at their own 22-yard line with 6:06 left to go in the ball game. And like I mentioned, the Brenham Cubs up 28 points. That's four touchdowns as this one is seemingly out of hand for the Belton Tigers. Shotgun snap to Will Shepard, looking down the field, has to roll to his left. Big pressure being put on by Christian Prosper, who eventually catches up with him from behind. But it will be a gain of three for Will Shepard on the scramble as he goes out of bounds. It'll be a second down and seven for the Belton Tigers.
And right along with him there, Jace Miller.
Yeah, Jace Miller has been applying the pressure all night long. I know they're going to call it a gain of four on the play.
Four.
So second down and six coming up. So you got an extra yardage there, extra yard before going out of bounds. So the ball will now be at their own 26-yard line. Here's the shotgun snap to Will Shepard. He'll hand off up the middle, and there to make the play, you guessed it, Tommy, Jace Miller.
Whoa.
Man, he has been all up in the backfield, seemingly unblockable tonight. Man, he has been an impact player. He's got passes defense, blocked punts, sacks, tackle for losses. Name one stat on the stat sheet that he has not filled today.
I tell you what, that young man, as I'm saying for the last time, a solid.
Oh, Will Shepard goes over the middle on a post route, finds his receiver, two Brenham Cubs run into each other, and all the way to the end zone is number 12, Evan Echepare. Ekapari?
Ekapari, let's try that.
That sounds better, don't it?
Wow.
Yeah, what a play there. And the two Brenham Cubs that took out each other. Let's see if you remember this one, Tommy. It looked like a certain safety for the Denver Broncos taking out his own player in the Super Bowl against the Green Bay Packers. You remember who that was?
No, I missed that one.
Steve Atwater, when he knocked out his own player, but he knocked out the receiver as well. The Brenham Cubs missed the receiver on that one, and they knocked each other out. And
how many yards?
Strolling into the end zone is Evan Ekpari. I'm sorry?
How many yards was that?
I believe that was a 74-yard touchdown.
Wow.
So that breathes a little bit of life in for these Belton Tigers, but time running out, 5 minutes and 11 seconds. They cut into the lead, make it 21 points, 49-28 in favor of the Brenham Cubs. And surely now we're going to see that onside kick here, Tommy.
I tell you what, I can assure you this, that Coach Young doesn't like what he's seeing right now. He doesn't want the game to finish on a down note. You know, we dominated that first half, and now, you know, they come up and score two touchdowns.
Yep, so here go the Brenham Cubs. Here come the Belton Tigers to kick off. And looks like they are going to get an onside kick over to their right side on the far side of the field. And out there is the hands unit for the Brenham Cubs. Markel Lewis, Cartel Brown, and Chris Guidry behind all their blockers. Looks like Jackson Went, Hagen Frank, and Jace Miller on the front line. Here comes the onside kick from the Belton Tigers. Needs to go 10 yards. Here it is. It takes a nice little bounce there and bounces up high into the air and goes over the head of everybody out of bounds. So a little bit too high of a bounce there for the Belton Tigers will result in a kick out of bounds and should be an illegal procedure. Don't see a flag on the field just yet. And here comes the official, I'm sure, to tell us.
Tell you what, when you see a ball bounce high like that, that's a scary thought.
Made your heart skip a beat, didn't it?
Woo!
Yeah, that one was a nice high bounce, but too high on that one.
Out of bounds. Kicking kick. 5 yards penalty from the spot the ball went out of bounds. First down.
And there's the call from the official. It is an illegal procedure, so the ball will go up to where it was out of bounds, plus 5 yards. So the Brenham Cubs will get the ball on the Belton 45-yard line. And, Tommy, you know it's too high when it goes over the head and hands of Chris Guidry.
I'm telling you.
So now here come the Brenham Cubs at the Belton 45, 5:08 left to go in the ball game.
Now we surely would love to see a couple of first downs.
Yeah, they're about 3 first downs for sure ends the ball game. Let's see, it all starts with 1. They're lined up in the shotgun, 3 wide receivers set. They're going to bring Cartel Brown in motion. They will give it to him. Going to that right side. No, Chris Zyron Upshaw will keep it and go down the middle, finding some room, moving his way to the right side, and gets a big gain of 8 yards. Second down and 8. Read option executed to perfection by Zyron Upshaw.
I tell you what, great, just an excellent fake there by, you know, designed all the way. Quarterback draw up the middle, does a great job.
Well, actually, on that one, Zyron Upshaw read the defensive end, saw that he was flowing out with Cartel Brown, takes it on the read option and goes right up the middle. Just a little interesting read option, a little wrinkle there as they bring Cartel in motion and use him for the read option back instead of C.J. Glover. So under 4.5 left to play. The Brenham Cubs 2 yards away from a first down at the 37-yard line. Line of gains at the 35. C.J. Glover will get the handoff. He'll get the first down and more. Makes a defender miss. Bails over a defender, and a third comes in to make the tackle. But a big gain here for the Brenham Cubs as they get the ball inside of the Belton 25 to the 23-yard line. First down for the Brenham Cubs. Keeps the clock rolling. 4 minutes left to go in the ball game. Up 21 points. And they're going to go ahead and get C.J. Glover out and get some reps here for the young running back, Trey Taylor. Trey Taylor, a junior running back for the Brenham Cubs, wearing number 10, comes into the game. Trying to get him some extra reps, as they've also gotten some extra reps for some offensive linemen out there as well.
I'll tell you what.
And the
CJ's
handoff,
had a heck of a game.
The handoff is to Trey Taylor, trying to bounce it off to the left. Not much of anywhere to go, as, of course, the Belton Tigers know that the run is coming. And there will be a no gain on the play. Second down and 10. The ball comes out at the end there, but after the whistle, thankfully for the Brenham Cubs. And that keeps the clock going some more. 3:15 left to go in the ball game. Second down and 10 for the Cubs at the Belton 23.
Tell you what, you see, what did they, from where they spot the football, they pushed Trey Taylor another 6-7 yards, and then he rips the ball out. Wow.
But thankfully called dead well before that. So now 2:50 left to go.
The clock running. That's the main thing.
Here's Zyron Upshaw. Hands off to Trey Taylor. Trying to find room down that right side. Does find a little wiggle room. Looks like it'll be a gain of one on the play. Third down and nine. But like you mentioned, Tommy, most importantly, keep the clock running. And it looks like a flag comes out. A little bit of frustration from the Belton Tigers boiling over as Hagan Frank, blocking his man all the way down, receives a push from a Belton Tiger. So let's see which way the call goes. Is it for the block? I thought that was through the whistle. But, you know, if it's a late block, it's a late block. Let's see what the officials call.
After the play, a sportsmanlike contact.
And it will go against the Belton Tigers. A personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct. And you got to imagine the frustration just boiling over for the Belton Tigers as they are down big here against the Brenham Cubs. At time dwindling down, 2:36 on the clock. Now, Tommy, that penalty will stop the clock, but it will give the Brenham Cubs a first down. Oh, no, they're going to continue the clock after spotting the ball.
Yes.
So two and a half minutes left to go. First and 10 for the Cubs at the 11-yard line.
I'll tell you what, you can imagine what's going through Belton's mind right now. We suffer a tough loss to Waco University, and they came so close to Waco University, and now the Cubs are taking it to them.
Yep, and that's going to be a one-yard gain on the carry by Trey Taylor up the middle. We'll keep the clock running.
With that one-yard gain, he takes about 12 seconds off the clock.
And takes us all the way down to the two-minute warning, so we'll take a two-minute timeout and be back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
As we come out of the two-minute break, the Brenham Cubs are going to shotgun snap it to Zyron Upshaw. He'll hand off up the middle again to Trey Taylor, and he will get 1 yard on the play again. Third down and eight, and the clock keeps ticking. 1:30 left to play. And surely the Brenham Cubs just trying to take the air out of the football, run this clock out. I don't imagine they'll be trying to make a statement and punching it, running up the score with another touchdown here. Zyron Upshaw takes the snap. He's going to keep it going to the left, bounces to the outside, and he'll be dragged down from behind by a Belton Tiger defender. That's number 30, Adam Gonzalez. And we have a Brenham Cub down on the field. Hopefully he's okay, as that is number 52, Andre Mojica, a very important piece of that offensive line and one of the senior captains on this football team. Surely hope everything is okay as the training staff comes out to check him out. And as they do, we'll take an injury timeout ourselves and be right back after 30 seconds from our sports friends.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market,
Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
So after a quick injury timeout, as Andre Mojica came up limping off of that play, does make his way to the sideline under his own power. Always a good sign there. The 50 seconds left to go in the ball game as the Brenham Cubs have the football inside of the 10 of the Belton Tigers on fourth down. They're going to go ahead and go for it, trying to keep this clock running. Surely they're going to use all of the play clock. No, they snap it with 15 seconds left. Trey Taylor gets the handoff up the middle, trying to stay up for as long as possible, and gets the clock down to 32 seconds left to go. It'll be a turnover on downs for the Brenham Cubs, but they get another 12 seconds off, or another 18 seconds off the clock. And that'll give the ball to the Belton Tigers at their own 5-yard line for their last offensive possession. And so here come the Brenham Cub defense for one last time, trying to end the game on a positive note. Though this entire game has really been a positive note for this Brenham Cub defense, dominating here today with three takeaways and just ton of stops here tonight. A game that meant a lot to this team and clearly showed it in the way they performed. Here's a handoff outside by Belton. We'll go down for a loss. It'd be a big loss, of about three or four on the play. Call it three as they place it on the 2-yard line. And they will likely let this clock run out as it's now down to 15 seconds. 10, 9, 8, and everybody will now jog off the field. The Brenham Cubs get a victory here on Hall of Honor night, blackout night, and senior night for the band. The Brenham Cubs get a victory and lock in a home playoff spot in the state playoffs. The Brenham Cubs, coming off of a loss to Waco University that cost them the district, come out and respond in the best way possible with a blowout win against the Belton Tigers. 49-28, your final score in favor of the Brenham Cubs. We'll be right back for the KWHI Sports postgame show after a word from our sponsors.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korthon Linky Welding. Visit KorthonLinkyWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with spirit wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
And now it's time for the KWHI Sports postgame show. Tonight's postgame show is made possible by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Red Boar Tavern and Table, J&L Garage Door Service, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, La Morelos Meat Market, Hyundai of Brenham, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegeler Toyota, Wellman Insurance Company, Kendura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, Gilmore Electric, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, Chivato's Wood Floors, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, Sendora Arbor Care, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. And with that, we're going to be right back with the KWHI Sports post-game show after a word from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers, but did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BBR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BBR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Well, fall's here, and you know what that means. Cooler weather, football games, and unfortunately, garage doors acting up at the worst time. Look, if your clicker's gone bad, the springs are broken, or your door just won't shut straight, call our friends at J&L Garage Door Service. Yeah, they're local, insured, and even do same-day repairs within a 60-mile radius. Plus, free estimates. Don't get stuck outside this season. Call J&L Garage Door Service at 203-600-0008. That's 203-6008.
Whether it's the Cubs in Brenham or the Panthers in Burton, Friday nights are for football, and Citizens State Bank is proud to cheer on both teams this season. For 100 years, we've been rooted in your community, supporting local schools, families, and the traditions that bring us together, because your hometown is our hometown too. We're proud to stand behind the Cubs, the Panthers, and the power of hometown pride. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions since 1925.
And we're back to Cub Stadium for the KWHI Sports postgame show. And Tommy, we got ourselves a treat tonight. Brenham Cubs with a 42-point first half. Now, they did take their foot off the gas a little bit at the end there, showing a little bit of mercy to the Belton Tigers, just running the football at the end there, but still playing dominant defense, not allowing much from the Belton Tigers. Just one more touchdown in that second half allowed, and was a bit of a bailout there as they had a pass, a face mask call that gave them the first down, and on the next play they run it in. But the Brenham Cubs dominant from the start of the ball game. Well, I like to say the start of the ball game, but they did. A little bit of nervousness crept into the stadium here when they went three and out, and then Belton scored on their first play from scrimmage on a big 60-yard touchdown run from their quarterback, Will Shepard. But from there, the Brenham Cubs scored 28 unanswered points and go on to win to it by a final score of 49-21. A big 28-point victory and a statement win in a game where they absolutely needed a win to lock up a home playoff spot.
I tell you, well, no doubt about it. I'm so proud of this Cub football team. I'm going to say it like I said it all week. They took a spanking last week, and you know what? A lot of us, we talked about it all week long, that maybe this Cub football team needed a wake-up call. They had a wake-up call, and you know what? They honored the call this evening.
Yeah,
what a dominant performance.
Yeah, Tommy, you said that perfectly. A wake-up call is exactly what it was. And, yes, I mean, You'd like to go undefeated in the regular season, go 10-0, but like Coach Young said earlier in the Hall of Honor ceremony at Blinn College, nobody remembers you for what you did in the regular season. It's all about what you can do in the postseason, and a wake-up call at the end of the year to kind of get you going, kind of rile you up is perfect for what this team needed. They finished the season 9-1, second place in their district after that loss to Waco University. Waco University, of course, hats off to them. Great football team. They win the district, but the Brenham Cubs get a home playoff game, which is just as important. You know, makes it a little easier when you get into the playoffs. You don't have to go on the road for all of the games. Get that first one at home. Get your confidence even higher. But what a game today. You can't hard to imagine their confidence could get much higher than what it is right now after playing a Belton team that we mentioned in the pregame. Played that same Waco University team who beat this team by 28. They went up against Belton and only won by 6 points. So it was going to be a hard-fought game. We knew that. But the Brenham Cubs clearly focused and locked in all week, came out and did what they needed to do, and ironically so, get a 28-point victory against the Belton Tigers.
Yeah. I tell you what, I am so excited. And, you know, when I went up to before the banquet today, I went up to Caleb Espinosa, and I said, Caleb, I said, are y'all ready to play this week? And he said, we're ready to play this week.
Yeah, they clearly were, especially Caleb Espinosa, who made all kinds of tackles, tackles for loss, tackles at the line of scrimmage. And how about an interception to add to it with a club on his hand with that hand injury and all, somehow pinned it and got the interception. What a game by the Brenham Cubs. And really on a night when they needed it, on Hall of Honor night to really motivate them, on blackout night, on the senior night for the Brenham Cub band. What a way to perform for a packed crowd out here for the Brenham Cubs. Huge shout out to everybody that came out to support the Brenham Cubs. They're all part of the team. The band's part of the team. It is a whole program that is so united, and you can really feel it in the way that they perform. And huge shout out as well to the Belton Tigers. They did fight hard. Just a few plays that went Brenham Cubs' way. Key ones were the turnovers, but they had a nice crowd out there too. You know, clearly.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Clearly,
they love their football team. The fans followed them all the way, and I think they came here with the intention, when they looked what that score was last week, they felt that they really had a shot at that at that home football game. That number two seeding in the district, but the Cubs again answered the call.
Yes, sir. Clearly, a game that meant a lot to both of these two. A home playoff spot on the line. Whoever won this game was going to get that home playoff spot. Thankfully, it was the Brenham Cubs who come away with the victory and a big one at that, 49-28 over the Belton Tigers. The Brenham Cubs win. And they now head into the postseason 9-1, a two seed in the playoffs. And we'll be right back to take a look at the final game stats after a word from our sponsors.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
This football season, Texas Farm Credit is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers.
Hello, this is Kevin Heyman.
Hello, this is Jeff Milliken.
Hello, y'all. This is Jennifer Turner.
Hi, this is Audrey Jankowski.
Hey, it's Brittany Klein.
And I'm Abby Frank. We are your Brenham lending team, ready to help with flexible financing for agriculture, home loans, or any place in the country. Plus, we offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock, serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Fayette, Lavaca, and Waller counties. Your team is our team. Give us a call or visit us today at Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Redboard Tavern and Table is your destination for great food in Grimes County. Repeatedly voted best steak and recognized as one of the area's top restaurants. Redboard offers a brand new menu, weekend dinner specials, and a beautifully restored setting in the historic Navasota Railroad District. Whether you're gathering with family and friends or clients, Redboard is the place to be. Open Wednesday through Sunday, Redboard Tavern and Table, proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs. And a special shout out to Toby Lewis and the Cub Band Class of 2025.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
And we're back to Cubs Stadium. It's time to take a look at the final game stats as the Brenham Cubs defeat the Belton Tigers 49-28, a big 21-point victory in a game where they needed it to lock up a home playoff spot. So taking a look at the final game stats, a really tremendous performance by the team. Of course, 365 yards of total yards at the half only, and then from there, the Brenham Cubs really just ran the football and tried to get the clock ticking down and get out of the ball game healthy and ready for their home playoff game coming up next week. And taking a look at the stats, how about Zyron Upshaw on the quarterback passing yards? I mean, he only had two incompletions, 15 of 17 for 233 yards and four passing touchdowns. Of course, two of those going to Chris Guidry and two of those going to the big man, Hagan Frank.
Yes, no doubt about it.
And so they end up with total yards at 501 yards, so a 500 total yard game for the Brenham Cubs and a very meaningful one. Then over to the receiving side of things, Chris Guidry, the star wide receiver, had six catches for 102 yards and two touchdowns. Cartel Brown, his running mate, had four catches for 22 yards, but also added a 29-yard run on a reverse early in the game. Also, sophomore wide receiver Nate Rao had himself a catch for 26 yards for an explosive play. C.J. Glover getting in on the action, two catches for 27 yards. And really, it was one catch for 28 yards, but then had one for negative 1 yard. So, but definitely a do-it-all running back there. And then the big man, Hagan Frank, two catches, 56 yards, and two touchdowns. Both of those running down the seam as a tight end H-back does, getting into the end zone. And then over on the rushing side, of course, C.J. Glover, the starting running back, only a sophomore. So hard to believe with the way that he runs, so physical. And we mentioned it, only once tonight did we see him get tackled by the first guy there. Other than that, it was three, four, five, six defenders needed to take him down. He ends up with 22 carries, 175 yards, and two touchdowns. Cartel Brown, like I mentioned, had the one carry for 29 yards. And Zyron Upshaw getting in on the action as well, nine carries for 58 yards. And then the junior Trey Taylor getting in on the end of the game there, had five carries for 6 yards, really just to run the clock out. It did his job effectively there. And so the Brenham Cubs end up with 501 yards total offense, and of course get four touchdowns receiving and throwing, go along with two on the ground. Then looking over at the defensive side, some nice stats there. Three takeaways today. I think two or three turnovers on down. So if you count turnovers on down, six takeaways against this Belton Tiger offense. And a Belton Tiger offense that really was as advertised with their dual threat quarterback, Will Shepard. I mean, had the touchdown on the first place from scrimmage for them for 60 yards. And from there, it was really contained other than a 40-yard run by this Brenham Cub defense, particularly those defensive ends really, really doing a good job of reading the read option plays, staying at home when they needed to, and pursuing when they needed to. Really a great game all around for the Brenham Cubs, defensively dominating and offensively explosive.
I tell you what, just an all-around good football game for the Brenham Cubs this evening, and just what we needed. What a way to end that regular season schedule and go in on a positive note into the playoffs.
Yep, couldn't agree more. And as far as explosive plays goes, we just mentioned their offense explosive tonight. How about 11 explosive plays? Explosive plays being 20 yards or more.
That's pretty impressive.
Sure is, with three of those going for touchdowns. The Brenham Cubs definitely came out to play here today. And then taking a look at something that's been a topic of conversation here this year, really cleaning up the penalties. They did have a couple face masks for 30 yards, but other than that, you know, they had a total of 6 penalties for 71 yards. So you take away those incidental face masks, really only 4 penalties for 40 yards. Really clean game on their part. Meanwhile, Belton also not penalized very much, 6 penalties for 53 yards. Way different game than we saw against Colleen Ellison last time we were at Cubs Stadium. How about that? That was a 290 yards worth of penalties. Big difference there.
Oh, I'm telling you. This is the kind of football game that you love to see. You know, hats off to Belton. And that just shows their character right there. Only 6 penalties, 53 yards. That's pretty impressive. You know, I'm looking over that roster for next year. I hate to get a year ahead. We still got a lot of football to play yet, but man, I'm going to tell you what, they have some good young football players.
Yeah, so the Brenham Cubs clean it up, end the season on a positive note, end the regular season 9-1, and lock up a home playoff spot in the playoffs coming up next week. And we'll be right back with the game highlights of the game coming up after a word from our sponsors.
Robert's Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Put your college degree on the fast track with Blinn College's Winter Minimester beginning December 15th. With convenient online classes, you can earn full course credit in just 3 weeks, then keep your momentum going when the spring semester starts on January 12th. With small classes, caring professors, and affordable tuition, Blinn is here to help you succeed. Seats fill quickly, so register today at blinn.edu.
La Morello's Meat Market in Brenham at 1501 South Market Street is open for all of your needs. If you can think of it, odds are they have it. Come in for fresh produce, fresh meats, paper goods, and grocery items. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday, and on weekends, freshly made menudo, barbacoa, carnitas, and carne asada. La Morello's Meat Market opens 7 days a week at 1501 South Market Street. Shop fresh today. Vamos Cubs!
And back for the KWHI Sports postgame show. It's time for the game highlights as the Brenham Cubs defeat the Belton Tigers 49-28. The scoring started off by the Belton Tigers. It was a 60-yard touchdown run from Will Shepard. And then it was the Brenham Cubs answering quickly and in kind by C.J. Glover with an 18-yard touchdown run on 4th-and-2. C.J. Glover, he gets to the line and gets into the end zone for a Brenham Cubs touchdown. Then from there, it was quickly the momentum all in Brenham's side as they block a punt by Jace Miller, who scoops it up himself and takes it into the end zone for a touchdown.
Blocked
by Jace Miller. Jace Miller picks it up and goes into the end zone. Another touchdown for the Brenham Cubs. Then with 50 seconds left to go in the first quarter, the Brenham Cubs extended their lead with a 31-yard touchdown reception from by Hagan Frank from Zyron Upshaw to make it 21-7. So second down and short for the Brenham Cubs. They're going to throw for it as Hagan Frank wide open up the middle. Touchdown, Brenham Cubs! And after the touchdown by the big man, it was the all Brenham Cubs from there. They score their 28th unanswered point on a 15-yard touchdown pass from Zyron Upshaw to Chris Guidry. shotgun formation for Zyron Upshaw, big 3rd and 4. He's going to look to pass. Looking down that right side, has Chris Guidry. Chris Guidry has the catch. Touchdown, Brenham Cubs! And with that touchdown pass, Chris Guidry sets the all-time record for single-season touchdowns for the Brenham Cubs. And from there, a quick touchdown by Belton made it 28-14. And then the Brenham Cubs answered yet again with a 20-yard touchdown reception by Chris Guidry from Zyron Upshaw to make it 35-14. Comes back to it, makes the move, and into the end zone. What an adjustment, what a catch, what a touchdown, Brenham Cubs, 30. Then from there, it was a one-yard touchdown run by C.J. Glover on the goal line to make it 42-14 after Chris Guidry made an athletic one-handed grab just 1 yard shy of the end zone. Hands off to C.J. Glover. C.J. Glover gets tackled, but he pushes his way into the end zone for another Brenham Cub touchdown. And with the score 42-14, the Brenham Cubs did allow one touchdown to the Belton Tigers. And from there, it was all Brenham Cubs as they score yet another touchdown, a 6-yard touchdown pass from Zyron Upshaw a 25-yard touchdown pass from Zyron Upshaw to Hagan Frank for the big man's second touchdown of the game. T.J. Glover and Hagan Frank open again over the middle, catches the touchdown and into the end zone for another Brenham Cubs touchdown. Then from there, they did allow 2 touchdowns to the Belton Tigers. It would make the final score 49-28 as the Belton Tigers score in garbage time to close up the lead. But the Brenham Cubs nonetheless get the victory and lock up a home playoff spot next week with the opponent still to be determined. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors for some more postgame show.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future. Hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether it's sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2025 season.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Right now, try one of Wingstop's ultimate meal deals. Sauced and tossed in up to 4 bold flavors, starting at just $17.99. That's a flavor-packed deal made to share. Or not. We don't judge. Whether you're all about lemon pepper, original hot, or that sweet heat mango habanero, this one's for the flavor lovers. Wingstop.
bring the flavor. Terms apply. See wingstop.com for details.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They are ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com. That's WCTractor.com.
Transform your home with Chivato's Wood Floors in Brenham. Their brand new showroom at 114 East Alamo Street showcases stunning designs and jaw-dropping specials. With over 15 years of expertise, Chivato's delivers dream floors with unmatched quality and care. See your future floors today at 114 East Alamo Street in Brenham or explore on Facebook and Instagram. Chivato's Wood Floors, where quality shines. Call for a free quote today at 979-337-2185. Your perfect floor awaits. Go Cubs!
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
And as we come back, it's time to take a look at the Whataburger, what a play of the game. And Tommy, there was really one play that really turned the tide for the Brenham Cubs, and it was that Jace Miller blocked punt for a touchdown. I mean, they were down 7-0. They did score on that 18-yard touchdown run to tie it up, but from there, Jace Miller blocked that punt, took it back for a touchdown, gave Brenham their first lead of the game, and they didn't look back from there.
I tell you what, I agree with you totally. That just an outstanding play there by Jace Miller. He just absolutely played his heart out this evening. He blocked that punt, recovered the ball, or it bounced right up in his hands, just basically walks in for the touchdown. And as you said, from there, it was all Cubs.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. So that is your Whataburger, what a play of the game. Jace Miller with a blocked punt and returns it for the touchdown to give Brenham their first lead of the game. And it was all Cubs from there, as Tommy just said. That Whataburger, that what a play of the game is brought to you by Whataburger, juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup, adding big flavor to your hometown. With online ordering available, Whataburger in Brenham, located at 2801 36 South. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And we're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors, and we're going to take a look at the John Breeden with State Farm Insurance outstanding offensive and defensive players of the game.
Sendera Arbor Care is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs football team and coaches this season. Just like the Cubs bring strength and strategy to the field, Sendero brings expert tree care to your home or business. From trimming to full tree health care services, they're your all-star team for residential and commercial properties. Call 979-836-4517 today. The playbook built on quality, integrity, and community, Sendero Arbor Care keeps your trees and your property standing strong all season long.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere, but does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in. You can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
As we come back, it's time to take a look at the John Breeden with State Farm Insurance defensive and offensive outstanding players of the game. Defensively, Tommy, we got to go with Jace Miller, who was a problem, to say the least, for this Belton Tiger offense. I mean, coming off the edge, he had a block punt for a touchdown, was in the face of quarterback Will Shepard all day long. I'm sure Will Shepard's going to have nightmares about number 16. Jace Miller had tackles for losses, just filled up the stat sheet, had a pass blocked at the line of scrimmage. What a night for that young man.
I tell you what, his defender tried all night long to defend it. It did not do a good job at all. But Jace Miller, you know, what a football game. He has been an outstanding player all year long. But I'm going to tell you what, tonight, you know, he just fired up that Cub defense. And I'm going to tell you what, they were relentless all night long.
That is the perfect word to describe how this team played, relentless and dominating all night long. And of course, the outstanding player, the defensive player of the game, Jace Miller. Now, it was a hard choice for us. You know, Caleb Espinoza with an interception, Owen Robinson with a fumble recovery, Mason Siebert, Joe Rodriguez filling up run gaps. The DBs absolutely shutting down these Belton wide receivers. And I mean, other than Gavin Ross, they did not have an option to go to. So a hard choice, but we have to go with Jace Miller impact plays alone.
Great job by that Cub defense all night long. And other than, you know, I think a little bit ease in the second half, but still dominated the football game.
Definitely. And then on the offensive side, our offensive outstanding player of the game, brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance, we're going to go with Hagan Frank, the big man, known for his blocking and plowing through defenders, making way for his running backs and quarterbacks to get open down the middle of the field and on the edge, known as a lead blocker mostly, gets two touchdowns tonight, both down the seam, leaking out of the backfield there and getting a couple touchdowns from his quarterback, Zyron Upshaw, and two big touchdowns as he had two touchdown grabs for a total of 56 yards. So a big man getting the offensive player of the game, Hagan Frank, congratulations.
And if it wouldn't have been for just a little bit of a strong arm from Zyron, he would have had three because he was wide open by 3 yards. So,
yep.
But great job. Hagan Frank, congratulations. John Breeden, offensive star of the game.
What a performance by both of those players. The defensive and offensive outstanding players of the game were brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. Congratulations to Jace Miller and Hagan Frank, our outstanding players of the game. And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors for our post-game wrap-up.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Dad, are you going to make s'mores or not?
Air mattress inflated, tablet charged. Yes, ready.
I thought the point of camping was to get away from it all.
I've been really responsible with my savings. Have to spoil myself un poquito.
Mother Nature. Meet my dad.
the Glamping King.
Glamp your way to financial growth with a checking or savings account from Cadence Bank. There's opportunity here. Find a branch near you at cadencebank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
School is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to help your child move forward in their learning journey. If they're struggling with math, reading, or test prep, WC Learning Center is here to help. Their expert tutors provide personalized support to boost their confidence and grades. Don't let them fall behind. Give them the skills to succeed. Call WC Learning Center today at 979-251-0161 and set them up for a brighter future, because success starts with the right support. WC Learning Center. Located at 1306 South Day Street in Brenham.
At Whataburger, we make them fresh, serve them hot, and keep things simple. Like our new three big deals menu. For $3, you get a Whataburger Jr. $4 gets you a double Whataburger Jr. And $5 will get you a five-piece Whata Chicken Bites with gravy or any sauce. Add small fries and a small drink to make it a meal for just $2. Now that's the kind of math you can do on one hand. The Whataburger three big deals menu. What a burger. For a limited time at participating locations.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Well, that does it for the Friday Night Lights here at Brenham Cubs Stadium. And what a game by the Brenham Cubs. They get the victory 49-28 over the Belton Tigers. A much-needed, must-win game. And they get the victory to lock in a home playoff spot coming up next week, with the opponent still to be determined. Make sure to tune in to KWHI to see exactly who they will be playing as they start off their run in the playoffs. And this is the post-game wrap-up here on KWHI Sports. As always, thank you for tuning in, and make sure to stick around for the scoreboard show coming up next, and the football roundup tomorrow at 8:15 in the morning. Also, a big thank you to Nathan's Barbecue for providing some beautiful and delicious pulled pork sandwiches up here in the press box during the game. And a huge shout out to everyone that showed up to support the Brenham Cubs. Of course, making it a great environment to play with here tonight on Band Senior Night, Blackout Night, and Hall of Honor Night. What a wonderful ceremony that was earlier. And as always, it's your host, Javi Jr. and TL Tommy Lange signing off. We'll catch you next time.
Tonight's post-game show was brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Whiskey Waterwell Service, Redbourne Tavern and Table, J&O Garbage Door Service, Citizens State Bank, San North Architecture, La Morella's Meat Market, Hyundai of Brenham, Woodson Lumber Company, Telgear Toyota, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Franco Brenham, Subway in Brenham, Gilmore Electric, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oak Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, Toronto's Workforce, the Road Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, Sandro Arbor Care, WC Tractor, and Glen College. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports, and we'll now go and listen to some TSN.